Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Hey yo, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports. I'm your host Rod, joined as almost always by my co-host with the co-most, the man with the that went and got some surgery on his nose, and I noticed that you got it thinner and whiter, man. What's going on, Justin?
Hollywood, here I come, baby. Here I come.
About to be a star.
I'm ready for my TV time. Ready for the big screen.
Well, you went under the knife. Did you say, can you Anglo-Saxon it up a little bit for me?
Well, you know, we went over the specs prior to. Mm-hmm. You know, they had, you know, just like the barbershop, they had a different noses. Mm-hmm. They had different haircuts on the wall. They had the different noses on the wall. you know, they asked me, did I want, you know, the Owen? Did I want the Denzel? You know, just different looks like that. And,
you're like a little less black, please.
Yeah. I was like, you know, I'm light skinned, so I'm not going with anybody that's darker than me. Mm-hmm. Lighter, I definitely will choose. And so, you know, they hooked me up, dog.
They just kept putting up new pictures of noses. You kept going whiter.
Yep.
Whiter. Whiter. Oh, Tom Cruise.
I was like, mark that one, but keep going.
Keep going. You have anything whiter than that?
We'll compare. We'll save that one and we'll go back.
The Woody Allen, you don't say. hey man, so like, what was it like? Cause I think I texted you last week and, you was like, man, I can't even talk right now.
Yeah. So, you know, what's crazy, I thought the broken nose part was going to be the actual worst part of it. Like, that, when I first broke it, it hurt a little bit, but I ain't crying. Now, who knows, it's because of adrenaline, but I was like, you know, my nose feel funny.
Yeah.
But surgery afterward, I was like, my whole fucking face hurts.
They gave you painkillers?
Well, they put me to sleep. Mm-hmm. And so that's the reason I couldn't talk, because the breathing tube was down my throat.
Oh.
So then it had my throat sore. And then, you know, you can't eat, just like with most surgeries, you can't eat after midnight. So right. I was like, well, last time when I had my wisdom teeth pulled out, I ate like at 11:58, I was eating. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I normally eat around midnight. And I was like, I got to get all my proteins in now.
Right.
So I was like, all right, no later than 9:30. I'm not eating no later than 9:30.
Right.
Still was vomiting from the mix of food and anesthesia afterward. But it wasn't like immediate. It was when it was the second time I ate. Like after the surgery, I went home and ate immediately. I was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Went to sleep, woke up, vomiting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that too added to the sore throat and everything else, and with the tube.
What about like, did your eyes swell up? Did you get black eyes?
Didn't. That the one black eye that was starting to come in,
yeah,
that one just stayed the same.
Oh.
And it's still swollen now, so it kind of looks the same.
Okay.
But it's still a little swollen, so it's gonna go down.
You think it would have had a dent though if you didn't get the surgery?
Yes.
Okay, so you kind of had to get the surgery.
Oh yeah, I had to. I didn't want that Owen Wilson that.
As a character to your face?
Yeah, I didn't. It's
now. How did you?
I thought you saw it. The that Friday Vic was here.
I did, but I couldn't tell. Like it looked normal.
You didn't look at it. Then you was trying to be. I'm not gonna look unless.
Well, you know, are a dude. You know, like it's too weird to look a dude dead in the eyes for too long.
If I didn't know you, I'd have been like, "What the fuck are you looking at?"
Right.
However, me and you cool. You could have been like, "Jay, let me check it out." You know what I'm saying?
But I didn't want to make you feel self conscious about it. It's like if a girl like told you like, "I'm not wearing a bra." It's like, well, the cool thing to do is to keep looking her in the eyes, even though you do want to look at them titties.
Yeah, like Rihanna.
Like Rihanna. Yeah. like if I was hanging out with Rihanna, I would look her in the eyes. Like 97% of the time. And then like when she was like, "Ooh, was that a dunk?" I'd be like, "Let me look at the titties." Yeah, that was a dunk. That was a good shot.
It was a noticeable dent. The one good thing about it is now I got all these extra Vicodin pills.
Oh shit, nigga.
That it's like, what do I do with these?
Yeah, hook me up, man. Let's get fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? Cause they, they make you feel like you high.
I had some when I was I had my wisdom teeth. They gave me a whole bunch of they actually gave me samplers. Like they were like she was just like, before you even get your prescription filled, here's 17 Vicodin samplers. I was like, really, this many? She's like, oh yeah, just take them. So I went home and I had them for so, like I kept them shits for like at least a year. Because, yep. And like, it was like, it only probably 10% of the time did I use them for like, oh, my ankle hurts. Oh, my back. Like, I was using them shits like, because the thing is, if you can stay awake for more than the like 20 minutes or whatever that, because it tries to knock you out. It does.
It will put you on your ass.
Yeah. Like, I was taking them to go to sleep at one point where I was just like, man, I need to take my ass to bed so I can go to work in the morning. The Viking ain't never really hurt nobody. I would pop one. I wake up in the morning like, this is what a wonderful day.
And see, they prescribe them. They try to based on your weight and height and things like that. And see, I told them I weighed 180 because I know I have a high tolerance for pain.
Right.
So I was like, if I am feeling the pain, I don't want them to prescribe me something based off my true weight. Like,
right.
Give me something based off what, a bigger dude. So.
Right.
They put me on my ass, you know what I'm saying? And then, I'm not a person that takes medication at all.
Right, me neither.
So it affects me different. Like, it takes me longer to get that medication out. And TMI, for everybody out there, listen, hey, this is what you pay for, you get TMI. It wasn't until I took me a nice good dump that I was able to shit all that medication out of me. One of the side effects of it is it makes you constipated.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So that first dump was like, not enjoyable. But that second one,
you was like, nigga. Now I'm fresh.
I was like, we back regular.
Back to normal.
Life is good.
Yeah, that's one of the good things about being lactose intolerant is like, if I ever just get constipated, I just go get Common Karen's cereal.
Oh, well, I went and got some ice cream. That's what I went and did. I had me a two good bowls of ice cream. I was good after that.
Yeah, everybody in chat is mad. You're talking about taking dumps, but
I said TMI.
Yeah, you did. You did. Spoiler alert. But you know what's funny though is we played ball that morning, then you went out and played ball again, and this is one of the all time get hurt situations. That time when people need the one dude. I've been hurt. I've been hurt so many times when it's just nine niggas and they be like, "Hey man, hey, can we look? We don't got no ball." it always be some crazy situation. But I know you wearing sandals, right?
It be kids and, normally though.
Yeah, it be like a crazy situation of like, listen, sir, we're all orphans. And we don't have a basketball. We just come up here and we act like we have a ball, but we just mom it because we know we can't afford a basketball. If we notice you have a basketball, you're like, son, look, I'll let y'all use my ball, but honestly, man, I got on flip flops and khaki short, I got on cargo pants. Like, I really can't even play today. Sir, we just need one more just so we could play 4-on-4. It's our dream. We actually got our friend in a wheelchair here today. He plays wheelchair ball. And he be like, man, I'll play with y'all, man, just for a little bit. One game now. Do you start having like the best game ever too? Like, that's the other catch too. You'll be hitting everything because you done played that morning. Like, you been shooting around, you loose. So then you start forgetting. You like, you know what? I will play another game, little kids. No problem. I got y'all. You start joking with them and shit. Oh, get up, little kids. Oh, this is fun. And then next thing you know, your ankle's on the ground. You like, what the fuck happened?
How did my knee come disjointed from the rest of my body? The skin and everything is gone.
Right. It was like, these little uncoordinated bastards, man. What was I? Why did I trust y'all?
I was like, man, well, because I'm trying to transition my game.
Right.
And this helps, though. This right here forces me to be like, I'm not going down in the post. Like, it just furthers my cause of shooting more jumpers.
Well, you already got a pretty injury-free game, as is. Because, like, you normally don't. Like, you'll go in the post, but you got that move where you kind of do that dribble and then turn around before they can really get physical.
Yeah, I try to, man. I try to stay injury-free, man.
Well, it's important, man. Like, my game is pretty much injury-free at this point. Like, I haven't been hurt, knock on wood, haven't been hurt in a long time, but it's mostly because I just changed everything I did. I was like,
right,
I'm not driving to the hole with six niggas on me no more. Yeah. That's old.
I think you stopped going past the free throw line a long time. Yeah. It's been a few years now.
Like, I'll go in, I pick my spots. Like, I go, like, if you notice, and nobody that we play ball with listens to the show. But if you notice, I win a ton of games because I lull niggas to sleep for the first like 8 minutes of the game. And then we get to the last four. All of a sudden, I'm driving to the hole.
Throw it out the backboard. Yeah,
I'll make a cut that I wouldn't have made. Like I've had people on my team that yell at me like, man, just cut. I'm like, stupid. I'm setting him up so that when I do cut, he's going to be like, where the fuck did Rod go? I don't know. I can't believe he got me like that. That's what I'm trying to do.
It's the benefit of playing with your homeboys too.
Yeah, that's true too.
You know what I'm saying? Like playing, you know, me, Damon, Ray, we want Rod to bring the ball up and pass the ball to us.
Right.
Like I don't try to run point because Rod gonna pass me the ball.
But I mean, what I'm saying is like, even if, like, say when I throw you an alley, right? I'm throwing it in a way where you ain't got to try to dunk it. Your man can't push you from under you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to throw it in the safest way possible because I'm trying to take all the injuries out of the game.
You ever notice I push them away from me too when I go up for those?
Yeah, that's why,
like,
I throw them.
Like, it's all, like, it's not just, you help. Like, get me wrong. Like, because you don't set me up for the crazy alleys.
Well, keep in mind, you know I don't throw them to everybody, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because I know what they expect. I'm like, Justin has the dude on his left. He's going to bump him with the left and catch it with both hands and lay it up as long as I throw it in this area. I know that before I throw the ball. Most niggas just be like, dunk it, dog, and throw an alley. It's like, then when the dude get undercut, they act like they don't have no responsibility for it.
Concussion? Why? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I didn't think he was going to undercut you. I do. I think he's going to undercut you.
I think everybody's going to undercut me.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I stopped dunking it in the middle. Like, I stopped coming in the middle. Like, I think I've done it a few times at the Y, but it's normally I'm by myself.
Yeah, you know, Garrett used to be like, throw me an alley and shit. And I threw him a couple and he missed it. And then every time I threw it, he would just like go up and then come down and be like, I thought he was going to undercut me. And I was like, listen, Garrett, why would I throw you the ball if the dude was going to undercut you? I wouldn't even throw it to you. You're not good enough to give you the ball with a dude running at you, because you're gonna already miss the dunk probably anyway, but you definitely gonna miss the dunk if the dude is over there by your legs.
I want to know where Garrett got his arrogance from.
Hey, man,
because he is arrogant than a motherfucker.
I'm guaranteeing you, and you know, pardon the people that live in Atlanta, no disrespect, but it's from that 6-to-1 woman to man ratio in Atlanta, dog. Fucks a lot of brothers up. Niggas think they come back thinking they players head all confident, man. Like, I don't even think it was nothing that happened on the court for Garrett. I really think he a ladies man because he went to Atlanta and you get all them women down there. It's like, oh, you know, I just need a good man. It's like a living in a Tyler Perry movie as a light skinned man. And this motherfucker lost his mind, dog. Guaranteed.
He added it to everything. It is not.
Yeah. He added the basketball. Like, did you see any noticeable improvement in his basketball game?
No.
He just more confident. It's not, he don't shoot a higher percentage. He don't make better moves.
Talk better shit. Like,
yeah. He still throw the same long ass telegraph passes that go straight out of bounds. But he be way more confident. If you be like, Garrett, that was a bad move, he be like, man, please, that's good.
But you know the other thing, too, is Garrett moves slower than I do, yet he doesn't have any old man skill.
Yeah.
Like, I had that Paul Pierce. Like, it's an old man game, but you nobody's figured out a way to stop it yet. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody can shut. Like, Chris Paul can shut down Garrett. Ali can shut down Garrett.
Garrett shuts down himself. He's self-checked, man. You be shooting them three. Remember, like, that's the thing.
However,
though,
that's what I'm transitioning to.
Oh, you trying to transition to Garrett's and game?
No, it's just why I shoot a bunch of jumpers.
Oh, yeah.
Where people want you to go down low, and it's like, nah, look, check this jump out, though. Let's check this out first before we. And that's why I was shooting around. Like, I'm going to shoot around, you know what I'm saying? I'm working on this, Jay. I don't know if you noticed, I've been hitting more shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you've been shooting more Jays, too, like coming down for the three and shit like that.
Yep.
But I've always thought you should shoot more anyway, so it don't really bother me.
Well, see, playing with you, and that's a good question, Black Rob put in the chat, how would I describe our games now versus past? And that's kind of the thing, playing with you, I transitioned my game. Mm-hmm. You know, when we used to duel against each other, you was bringing the ball up court, jacking, shooting, you know, whatever, and that's how we was competing, because I was coming against you doing the same thing.
Right.
It transitioned where we played well together, and it was like, all right, Rod actually distributes the ball a lot better. Let me go ahead. He handled it.
I don't want to, and that's the thing. I don't want to shoot a lot I never have. Like, even when I was able to shoot better and I would work on it like an hour a day and shit, like I just go to the gym, shoot around, fucking play 21 by myself, which is, that's when you know you just going crazy, you running out of shit to do, you just coming up with games like, all right, until I hit 7 from the sideline I can't go home, like
yep.
Like, so I used to do shit like that, and my shot was really good, but it wasn't like, even if I would tell everybody, if I had to shoot the ball 10 times 15 times we should lose, because I don't want to shoot it, and that means we're getting the shot that nobody, you know what I mean, we're getting the shot that is the least appealing to me every time down, is me coming down just shooting. Even when it was on, even when I was hitting, it was like, this is a bad idea, because I would rather get my teammates involved, because those will get layup. Like, if I make a pass, the odds of us getting a layup or a wide open shot is way higher than if I come down, try to cross some nigga over. You know what I mean? Like, yep. Make an and one. What, like, whatever that play is so selfish and low percentage that I don't like doing it.
See, you got to look. It's why I grew up playing ball at Revolution, and then when I went to the Dow, my game was suited for that. Like, it's, you know, it's run a gun.
Everybody done played nigga ball before, where it's just like every nigga out there got cornrows, think they Carmelo or AI. Yep. They not passing it all. And then the best thing about the Dow, and also the gym, Charlotte Sports Center off of Harris Boulevard. Both times that I've gone, both places when I've gone out there, the first few times I played, without fail, I get the ball, I make a move, I draw a double team, I kick it to the dude whose man double teams me.
Yep.
They don't even attempt to catch the ball, and then they go, why did you pass it? Like, it's my fault. Like,
right.
Just shoot. And I'll go, because you open, man, just.
It's a better shot.
It's a good shot.
It's high percentage.
And they'll go, just shoot it. I'm not even joking. Just shoot it. I say, but I'm getting double teamed. I just shoot it, man. We'll get the board.
Yep. Like, what, nigga?
Because that's their mindset, right.
Don't you want to win?
Right. But see, that's the system I came from. And I'm okay playing like that. But I prefer the way we play. That's why we started. Like, it was Jordan and Pippen. We really was just running the gym, and it continued for so long.
Right. It was getting out of control, though.
But it got out of control with you and I, because it became hate first. I think now it's transitioning to the, we respect these niggas. They consistently win. Well,
we get into the Nets part of our career, where it's just like, I hate Kevin Garnett, but he's a warrior. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's what's happening now, with people like, I hate Paul Pierce, but, you know, he has won a lot. He's had a good career. I respect him. The young dudes don't really come at us hard no more, but they want to beat us, you know?
Yep.
When we are losing, it's like they getting enjoyment out of it.
Oh, they celebrate.
But it's also, but at this point, it's not like, the hate is a, like, they're happy instead of hating. Like, it used to be like we would lose, and then the next hour would just be us being like, wait till we get back up, man. These niggas think it's about to be. But now it's like we lose. It's like, good for these young boys. Now they get to run for an hour. We'll get them back when we get back up there. Yep, you know?
But the other thing, too, when we would lose, it would be hate on the sideline. Cats would be like, about time y'all lost your sorry motherfuckers. Right. I don't know how y'all won for so long.
Yeah.
Y'all was cheating. You do this. Yeah. You do this. Like, but dog, I just, like, I dropped they, six on you. Like,
and then they be wanting to talk to you and be friends.
Yep.
That's the worst, y'all. When you win a lot, man, that is the fucking worst. You win a lot, the sideline becomes cheerleaders for anybody that's playing against you, by the way. So, like, yep. Hold on. Let me make sure my fucking, hopefully nobody lost me. All right, hopefully I'm still on, but I'm back, right? Everybody in the chat room, let us know that I'm back. But the worst thing is when the sideline roots against you, they become cheerleaders for the other team, they talk all this shit, then you go sit down and they be like, ha ha, niggas, you lost, you losing motherfuckers, I don't care if you've been winning for 2 hours, I'm glad you lost, I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and only you.
Isn't that what made you tell Tripp you was gonna punch him in the face?
No, Tripp was on our team.
Oh.
And I didn't tell Tripp I'd punch him in the face. I said I didn't care if he lived or died. Oh. And nobody else did.
What was that you threatened to punch? You told him, like, I will punch you in the face right now if you don't shut up. Who was it? And they looked at me, and I was like, eh, you might want to shut up.
Was it Vic?
I don't
remember who it was. It was somebody
we were semi-cool with, though.
Yeah, but they were being so obnoxious, man. Like, we had just got cheated out of a game. I was pissed. The team had played bad. And then they was piling on. And the thing is, I let them go with the first insult. Like, haha, yeah, we suck, man. That's cool. And then it's like, yeah, I mean, if y'all was good, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, dude, how about if I punch you in your fucking face right now? Would that make you feel better? Cause it was one of them, like, they weren't going to be happy till I got a reaction out of me. So I was like, now if I swing on you, I'll be wrong, right?
Yep.
You instigating all this shit till I do something. But if I actually punch you, I will be the asshole. So can we just stop right here? Is that good enough for you?
It was hilarious.
But it was a trip.
So it's hard to answer your question, Black Rock, because I play two different ways. And I play one way with Rod than I do when he's not on the team. Because when I'm not playing with Rod, I run the guard. I play the one, I don't go down low. You know, I shoot a lot of jumpers anyway now. Like I say, I'm transitioning that, but, you know, I drive to the basket every single time, like it's layups. I feel like nobody can stop me going to the basket.
I pretty much play the same way no matter what. So, like, my game used to be more Khalid El-Amin. Now it's Boris Diaw. That's my favorite player. So, other than Anthony, obviously. But I just try to be like Boris, man.
See, I was going to give you more of a Chris Bosh. People don't respect your three, but you consistently dropping buckets.
Yeah.
You could go down low if you chose to.
I like Boris because I get the added advantage of people being like, well, he's fat. So obviously he's not going
to
do this.
And you add it that don't matter, part to it.
It don't matter how many times they see it. They just be like, obviously he's not going, oh, he scored again. Oh, well, he's not going, oh, damn, he just went by me. Like, I enjoy that. You know what I mean? Like, that's one of the reasons I'm still fat. It's like, if I lose weight, then I'll just be an average good person. Like, but now I'm definitely the best fat person anybody's going to play ball with. Like 99% of the time. Like, I shut down Greg Hardy, dude. Like, I'll be proud of that. Cause I know he looked at me and was like, I'm about to go around this nigga. And after a while, like, you get to the end of the game, they be like, hey, big man, you got some good moves, man. You move your feet pretty well. You play ball anywhere? Nope. I go to work like your ass.
Just here busting your ass on the regular.
Just here giving you buckets, NFL athlete. You know what
I mean? I mean, that's the thing about it, man. We probably are NBA level quality. We just never put the time in.
No way in fucking hell. I played too much ball with dudes that played professional
you didn't put the time in.
No, but even with the, I couldn't have, I had asthma and shit, but I'm saying even when they put that's why I want to be Boris Diaw. Boris Diaw can play as good as any player on the planet, including LeBron James, for 5 minutes. For 5 minutes. Now, when you gonna get them? Do you want the five in the beginning? Do you want the five at the end? Like, 5 minutes a half, he will give you top flight level basketball. Remember last year when he was shutting LeBron James down and people was like, why is he able to do that? I was like, yeah.
Last 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah, cause it's 5 minutes.
He fresh.
Yeah. He would do that shit for 5 minutes during like the beginning of the fourth. Then Popovich would take him out and try to put Kawhi Leonard, and then LeBron would be like, oh, this is normal, and start busting his ass. I want to be like that. I don't really get off on being the best for 48 minutes.
Look, I'm just saying, had you been able to put the time in, like if you'd have been like, fuck these video games, fuck these comic books, fuck any of these other activities, I'm going to focus in on basketball all day, every day.
I can say for me personally, because of asthma, it wouldn't have happened. Because it was just a period in time where I could not run a mile physically.
But I'm saying it's like, if that didn't happen, I'm just saying, that's what I'm saying.
If I didn't have asthma,
right, if you didn't have asthma, you had the ability to put the time in and commit like the other, like these other NBA players.
I don't know, man.
Because you got to equate, like, think about when you think about player IQ and you equate that to potential ability.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I'm not trying to say it to down myself. I just have that much respect for, like, my cousin Anthony. Like, I remember we took Anthony to the park with double rims and a rubber basketball when he was, like, 13. And we was all, like, I was, like, 19. My brother was, like, 16 or some shit, right? And so we go out to the park, and Anthony was the one giving everybody buckets. Like, Like, and it wasn't, it got to the point where they wasn't sleeping on him. It was just, he was kicking grown men's ass with that three pointer, like all day. And, you know, he was humble about it. Like, he was still like, cause like, if he got, like, say somebody ran out of his three pointer, he would like pump fake, kick it back to me. Or like, we'll be at the end of the game and he'll be like, oh, Rob, man, that layup you had was so good. I'm like, nigga, you had 8 points. Like, if it wasn't for you, we would have lost.
Had one layup.
Right.
Right. But I'm just, but you never put the time in. You're equating 19 and still never putting the time in.
I'm equating him at 13. Me at 13 and going, that's like, it's also 13, something. It's also something genetic too, is what I'm saying.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But Anthony is starter level. Mm-hmm. Whereas maybe I would have been on the, Tyronn Lue, please. I'm giving Tyronn Lue buckets.
Maybe. I don't know.
I know I could give Tyronn Lue buckets.
Yeah.
And like you said, equating now when, you know, Hardy and other NFL players and other great, it's been other ball players that's come through the Y.
Yeah. David Wesley, Baron Davis, told me one time that, he was like, man, you got some real good moves, big man. I was like, you're Baron Davis.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't even talk to me if I was you. But, you know, I'm not trying to down myself. It's just when I've seen these dudes, some of the shit, not all the shit, some of the shit. And it's just this extra gear where you're like, oh, that's not even like something you can learn. Like one time, you know, sport, right?
Yeah.
He went to West Salem State.
He missed the club, man, now.
Yeah. Sport crossed over, used to cross dudes over with that, God Sham God, like the yo-yo move.
No, I used to play against him. Yeah. I've probably played against you and didn't connect the two.
Well, he hit, Baron Davis with the God Sham God. Baron Davis caught the ball two hands in the middle of the dribble. So he couldn't do the part with the yo-yo where you pull it back. And he just tugged at it, and then Baron Davis laughed, yanked the ball from him. Sport fell down backwards because he was pulling with all his might. Baron Davis went down, and I'm not joking, two-hand, 360 alley-oop to himself.
But you equating Baron Davis level. I'm not even if,
I'm just saying.
You naming some of the best of the best.
I'm just saying, when it happened, I was just like, oh, okay, I see. That, like, that's a whole nother level than me.
You ever play against Bobby Simmons? Like, he was from Salisbury. Maybe he played for, like, Sacramento.
Oh, nah, I didn't play against Bobby Simmons.
Right, like him, like, he's more like our age group that you would, like, he was a few years older than if you'd have played against him, you'd have been like, this nigga made the NBA?
But it's not that, it's the, like, I don't, first of all, I have none of that jealousy in my heart. Like, when I see dudes that made, I don't be like, how you make it?
Tyronn Lue, it's not jealousy, but it's more like Tyronn Lue made it when I know cats better than him.
Yeah, I don't have no disrespect for people like that. But,
But
my point isn't that everybody's at Baron Davis's level or Anthony's level. It's just that there's that level of basketball. I can't compete at that level. Like, just if there was four people on the court playing at that level and my ass, they would be like, oh, you are expendable. Like, you can go sit on the bench. I would be like George Hill at best. Where it's like, oh, this nigga is not fucking with these other niggas. Like,
either way, even if you George Hill at best, I'm just saying, you equating it to because you still had other interest is all I'm saying. Mm. And if you equate it to the Rod that, even Damon, look at Damon, for example. Damon has a jumper that it's unstoppable.
Yeah.
You know, whether the dude 6'5 or 5'5, yeah. Damon getting that jump off over you and his buckets.
Mm-hmm.
But if Damon had maybe put the time in to be a guard, it's possible. Even at his height. Damon's short.
I guess, man. I just think it's always another nigga putting the time in, too. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like.
But do they have a player IQ? Do they have the IQ go with it?
I will always have some natural advantages over. It's not even player IQ.
That's my point then. That's
like
my
people. Like, people call it player IQ. It's not player IQ. That's my genetic advantage. Like, I can see my hand right here. That doesn't even have nothing to do with. Like, I didn't learn to see my hand right here. I could just see it. So that's the reason that I'll come down on a break and throw it behind my back. And most people be like, where the fuck is he throwing that ball? Oh, this dude just got a dunk. Like, that, You know what I mean? But just like Anthony can hit a jumper.
I guess that's what I'm saying. You equate that and you add that along with the
being
my,
in shape.
My jumper is repetition.
Right.
You know, it's repetition now to hit this three on the side wing. Like it's more repetition.
I hear you.
It's like you say, you are an athlete. You in athlete shape now. Like like you benching, you in the weight room.
You know, the other thing too is that there's a lot of luck to basketball at that level. So
yeah. Instead of Fayetteville State, you actually went to Carolina, you know, the school
but
you like.
It's like, you, it's not even just going to Carolina, like going to Carolina, the coach like you, they, some, you know, like the position opens up, they don't recruit anybody, like a bunch of shit has to go right. So you just need to be ready for those opportunities. And I'm sure if we looked at that, like I'll name somebody, no disrespect, but Eldridge Kastner. I played ball with him. And I was like, he's garbage. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how he's in the NBA. Cause like when he played ball with us, he was playing hard and he had to cheat just to stay in the game. Like he caught a foul on Sport when Sport didn't even touch him.
Yep.
And I was like, that obviously is some different shit, you know? Yep. But when I played with like Blue Edwards, he was cheating, but he also was stronger than us, faster than us, more athletic than us. So like, you know, I'm sure there would be a spot on probably every NBA roster that another nigga could have. But the shit that people don't think about is Eldridge Kastner probably shows up to meetings on time. He probably, shoots around extra. He probably hangs out with assistant coaches. Like, kind of shit.
And that's all I'm just saying is that maybe that you would have been an AAU. Mm-hmm. You'd have played maybe an AAU league. You'd have went to different tournaments. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it'd have been those other things that added to it.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying, even with all that, I don't feel like I'm guaranteed a spot in the NBA.
I can't say guaranteed.
Yeah.
But you'd have been looked at. It'd have been competitive. It wouldn't have just
Man. You know, luck begins at an early time, man. Like, how many niggas you know that didn't get on a high school basketball team because, like, coach didn't like them?
Several.
They were better than, like, I know dudes that were, like, better than niggas on the team, and it was just like, I don't like your attitude.
Grades.
Yeah, like, so, like I said, I'm not going to assume anything because I really do have that much respect for how hard it is to get one of the, 200 jobs in. Maybe, you know,
I mean? It's difficult. It's difficult. I'm not saying it's difficult. I'm just saying, I think if the time was able to put in at a younger age when you first was like, you know what? I think basketball going to be, that's going to be my thing.
Yeah.
And you didn't spend time doing other things. Like you would have been the man, you'd have been playing varsity in, you know, in the ninth grade instead of like JV.
Maybe
you'd have been the dude that's,
if I got all the breaks. Maybe if I got all the breaks and I was ready for them, but that's why the motherfuckers are in there. I wouldn't have, like, and the way I live my life, I would not have been ready. Like, once I got a girlfriend and shit, I was like, it's like, I'm not spending this much time on anything.
You know who I equate it to? It's a dude that plays ball at the Y, young boy, quit school for I don't know what reason.
But see, I don't equate myself to that because he actually put in the time. Like,
right.
He's better than I was at his age. It's not even bad luck. He is somebody that I would be like, if you cared, you might add a shot.
He should have been in the league.
Yeah. Me at that age, if I could meet me then, I would be like, make sure you stay with them books, man. Make sure you study them goddamn books.
And that's all I'm saying. Yeah. For him, I don't know why. I don't know how he ended up at the small school he ended up. Yeah. I feel like he's better than that.
Yeah.
I don't know why he quit school. I feel like he's better than that.
Right.
And it's an indicator that girls was an issue because he still come musty all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
I don't know. They do stay with some hoes. I don't know if you noticed.
I
play ball with them at lunch now, and they stay bringing girls to the gym.
Is that him or is that his partner that he be like, with that's putting him on?
It seemed like a group collection of things. You know how at that age when you don't have no game, it only take one of y'all to have half of some game to get two girls. Like, they always stay with like two or three girls watching them play ball.
The point guard, I see him being the one hollering all the time.
Yeah, me too.
And he get them because of who he with. Because the other dude's 6'4". I mean, he going to get girls just because he's 6'4".
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then they overlook the musty part because he's 6'4".
Yeah.
And he likes him. But, you know. And me at 6'1", light skin, I can't walk around here musty.
You know what I mean? You know, it's that big catch 22. Like, people always say, well, if this was different, if that was different, then I would be in the NBA. But I just have never felt that way because it was just never my thing. And I also just don't believe in, like, I don't believe in looking back at life like that. You know what I mean? Cause I like, most of the time it comes from a bitter place. But what I was going to say is, like, I'm not saying it's impossible, just that, like, I can't imagine living my life to be like, I want to be an NBA player. I just, like, not with my parents, not with, you know, some of the choices I made, my interests. Like, I just can't even imagine what it would take for my life for me to be like, basketball is going to be my way out. And even still with that, you have less than a 1% chance. So anything could have went wrong and it'd be like, nope, didn't make it.
But see, your outlook was different. That's what I'm saying. Had you not put the effort into other things in life.
But it's a lot of niggas with that outlook that you talking about that ain't making it. Like, yeah, I go to Park Row Park all the time.
Are they delusional? Like that dude we was talking about, if he put more of that effort in, I feel like he would have been, even if he wasn't a starter.
But look at him. He's already doing the work. He's just stupid.
That's all I'm saying. Right.
I was never doing the work.
That's what I'm saying.
Stupid.
That's all I'm saying. And because even when his game transitioned, and I was like, oh, I thought he was still in high school and his game took another level.
Right.
It was because he started playing college level ball and it, like, I saw the difference.
Yeah. I think we're going in circles, man. I think
we're saying the same thing. It's just that you're not willing to let go of the put in the work part.
Because I respect what they do too much, and I know I wouldn't have done it.
That's all I'm saying, right?
Like, I know I wouldn't have done it. Like,
that's why I say, if we put in the work, I'm not putting in the work. Like that, I never
that,
have.
That if is so big. It's like you saying it so casually, and I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, like, running 5 miles in the morning.
You remember when Teddy and
hitting the weight room
used to be doing drills? It's a dude named Teddy and them. Like, their dad was like a basketball coach. He coached West Charlotte.
Right.
And he used to have them at the Y, like after school, after
shooting
homework and all that
shit.
Like, yeah, they couldn't play in the games. They would have to just run drills for like 2 hours while Rod and I just shooting around. Like, no, I know, like, I'm not putting
and
that
I
work
still
in.
Keep going, like, if I put in all the work, I'm still thinking of all the shit I would never be able to do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I still won't be able to get, like, add enough to my vertical to, like, yam on a nigga like I would want to. You know, it'll still be something where I'm looking at other niggas like, damn, this nigga better than me. And that'll bother me every
day.
But
see, nope. You know what? See, your competitiveness, if your competitiveness was geared where I'm putting in the work and I see that going on, your competitiveness would just make it, well, I'm about to cross him up super hard just because he can dunk it. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, looking up there like, I'll be feeling like I'm Avery Johnson or some shit.
Because
like,
that one dude that I'm talking about that quit school, like, I'm disappointed that he quit. Like, I really, if I knew him a little better or if I talked to him a little more, I really would be like, bro, like, let's figure this thing out to get you back in school just because, like, you stay out of trouble. You need to be in school doing something
even,
else.
But see, I would rather just him be in school, not because I think he's an NBA player.
But not, I'm just saying, just because he a good kid, but that was his way of going for free, in my mind.
Basketball at school, he wasn't going to go to the NBA, though.
He could have.
See, you just, you.
Nah.
You don't understand how hard it is, man.
Realize
my cousin had to shoot 60% from three in the NBDL to get a 10-day contract for the Warriors, where he kept getting 10-day contracts while leading the NBA in 3-point made percentage. Did that for his entire rookie year.
He underappreciated.
When they offered him a contract extension, they offered this nigga like $1 million. He was easily worth $12 million, and they was like, here's $1 million. That's how hard it is.
Did you even play against Jameson when he was in Charlotte?
No, my boy John did.
So Jameson at his age, Julius is way better than Jameis at the same age.
Nope. My boy John got stories about it now. We still tell these stories about how he put up 40 on him and touched the ball for less than 2 minutes total. Like, he was like, nigga, I couldn't do nothing. I'll just run at him and the ball be gone I'll see the pass coming. I'd start to jump. He was like, I started jumping before he shot.
But you don't think Julius could, you don't think Julius had that ability?
No. Like, I'm
the new Julius, not the old. Super aggressive. I'm going to the basket.
If we put 23-year-old Julius in high school right now, yeah, he'd be real good. It's too late. That's the problem.
Julius had it, man. You know what it is, too? When you look at their older brother.
We never gonna get to these stories.
You ever see John again?
Yeah.
Like, he had so much of that passive in him for so long. Because you notice the other one stopped playing with John. The other one's like, let me start balling with Julius. He a little better.
But John stopped coming because he went to school and shit. He just graduated, by the way.
How does he let his younger brother drop? Oh, my God.
Because he don't care. Man. He don't care about basketball that much. Like, I actually look at it as a positive.
Not even basketball, just the out of school.
What do you mean?
He let him quit.
I have a little brother. You have little brothers. You can't control them little niggas. You can try. But even then, sometimes they just be like, I'm going to do this dumb shit because I want to do this dumb shit. And you be like, this is so dumb.
I had that conversation with you several times.
It's the worst. Or you be like, but you know this ain't smart. And they be like, I don't care. I'm doing it anyway. You like, all right, stupid. Like, you still got to love him and shit. I guarantee that's what happened. I know everybody in his family was like, don't drop out of school. This the only shit you got going. He's like, I just want to play ball during the middle of the day. Like, this don't even make sense.
After the show, I'll tell you what they are doing.
Yeah.
With their days. Because I do know. I've seen them out, and I was like, this what you?
I play ball with them every Tuesday and Thursday just about.
You dropped out for this?
And Tuesday and Thursday, I'll be like, y'all niggas shouldn't even be in here. Well, Mello should.
Yes.
Shade.
It's one of the reasons even with all that talent they have, I know there's why stories, but that's why they can't beat us consistently.
Yeah. Part of the reason is Mello. all right, man. Let me play. Oh, damn. Let me turn the volume back on. Play the song for the show.
Oh, happy Friday, y'all. Happy.
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about her positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey, Tyra, are you listening? We're not talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that. Where was I?
You're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about
balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love.
Did you see Cleveland's back on Family Guy? Good for him.
Good for him.
It was called Guess Who's Black was the name of the episode. It was actually really funny, man. I was glad to see him, man. All right. Let's talk about sports. First things first, we got an email. Prince LeRon writes in, worst pickup game. What's good, Balls Deep crew? When I heard what happened to Justin, I had to tell this story.
Oh, shit.
One Saturday, my crew got invited to play ball at a court, and that was inside of a Mormon super church. The court was nice as shit, but had carpet instead of hardwood. Oh, I hate them courts. Nigga, I got rug burned so bad one time. I was like, how y'all play on this shit?
Look, now that we older, warning.
Yeah, that is a warning. Like, I remember I tried to call somebody up, the ball wouldn't bounce back. The dudes were fucking terrible. But what they lacked in skill, they made up for in uncoordinated energy. It was like playing against five Bo Outlaws. They ran a full court press the whole afternoon. They were so bad that they were winning but looking bad doing it. Them niggas were diving on the carpet floor for loose balls.
In the name of the Lord.
That's the tryhards, dog. Anytime you play against them, like, that's another thing that happened when I got older. That, like, people say, how you change your game when you got older? I think Black Rob asked. One of the things that I 100% changed my outlook on, when I see niggas that's trying a little too hard, but they not good, you can have it.
Yep.
Because I know I can play tomorrow. That's the difference. Used to be a time I would take that as a challenge. Like, this sorry ass nigga gonna just try to play hard against me. I'm better than him. I'm gonna play harder than him. And after the like a couple knee injuries, a couple fucking sprained ankles, hitting the eye, a couple undercuts and shit, then you realize, man, ain't no fucking point to trying to be better than this motherfucker here, because he's just gonna hurt me.
Yep.
That's what happened, man. I remember when I hurt my knee, it got hyperextended because this dude I was cool with, Andy or something, I think his name was Andy, he used to just try to be in shape. You know, one of the white dudes is out there for a little cardio. And he would run as fast as he can to one end of the court to the next end. There was a dead ball. Someone was just shooting around during the dead ball. Like, hey, foul, check up. This motherfucker was running full speed down the court, not paying attention to anything that was happening, ran right into my knee. I was like, what are you doing? He was like, what, man? I thought the game was still in. I was like, fuck you, Andy. He's like, why are you getting mad? I was like, man, he fucked up my knee. Like, I thought it was, like, torn. And I couldn't play. I had to get a crutch. I had to get a knee brace. I couldn't play ball for a month and a half. And that was the last time that I was going to play as hard as a tryhard. You can have it.
Yep.
Oh, you want to dive? Cool.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I move out your way.
I learned to use that energy against them.
Yep.
Let me slide out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now you trying extra hard and you thought it was going to be contact and there is none.
Oh, I'll rope-a-dope the shit out of dude. Oh, you know something else I'll do too? If a nigga playing real hard, like that real, like, I'm about to D your ass down, nigga, it's a wrap. I will stand right by half court so he can't double team anybody and he can't get no rebounds.
Al the King are just moving out to the 3-point line over to the side.
Think I won't just pass down to the paint, like, here you go, post up. If he double teamed, then I'll go wait for that three and I'll shoot the open three. Or the other shit I'll do if somebody's just defending the ball because they trying real hard, like, I'm going to check the ball all the way up the court. I will make 17 passes up the court. Chase the ball, dog. You in good shape. There you go.
Now, see, I'm a slim dude. Everybody that checks me is a do hard.
And try hard?
Yeah, they always just want to go. Like, oh, he a little dude. That's all they do. I just learned to use it against
them. I mean, sometimes you get people that think that, they think they can, like, take you because you're smaller. And it's not that they try hard. It's just that they think, oh, he the weak link. I'll just push him out the paint and then they be getting bodied. So it depends. You know what I mean? But yeah, you mostly got to check guards. So you're going to have to run no matter what. I'm saying the try hard is a different brand than to just a good guard. I'm talking about niggas that don't have skills. They just try hard.
Like, they have no skills at all?
Yeah, that's what he's describing.
There's no asset whatsoever.
He just said they uncoordinated, they do a full court press, and they dive on the floor. That's try hard.
Them games I don't play.
Yeah, like, you ever be playing, like, you ever be shooting around, like, working on your shot, and then a try hard come in the gym, and because they don't work on their shot, they don't do nothing, like, they don't want to do nothing, they just be like, let's play one-on-one.
Nah, man,
I'm just trying to shoot, man. Oh, come on, man. Don't be a pussy. Hey, man, I just want to shoot. I just want to work on my three, man. I just want to work on my J. Oh, man, come on, dog. Let's play 21 then. Get some other people. You want to play half court? No. Just want to work on my shot.
Yeah, see, well, like, them the games at the Y, normally we quit. Like, it'd be by the time those gazoos actually get to play.
Quit, nigga. I won't start. There's been days where niggas was like, hey, man, let's play one-on-one and some people get here. I'll just wait for them people to get here, man.
I guess that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like I don't play them games. Like, I.
Yeah. That's one of the things my game has changed 100% getting older. I'll go home.
Larry, you had to know better with this. Yeah. I already know where this story ended.
Yeah.
And we
probably gonna get hurt.
It is with an injury.
It was frustrating, a little funny until this one dude did something stupid. He dove for the ball while my cousin was dribbling and rolled my cousin's ankle. I've never seen that shit in my life. It was our fault because we knew after the first game that someone's going to get hurt playing against the Patrick Beverly All-Stars. Yep.
Hey, so at least it wasn't you. You learned by others.
I can't even get mad at the tryhards. I get mad at myself now.
You know,
that's how old I am now. If you hurt me, I'd be mad at me, like, I knew you were sorry. What was I thinking?
You know who's a try hard that, well, I don't know if you put him in try hard or not, but I call him one. Is that dude is Siski. He an older dude. He always diving at your leg.
Ball head, yes. George. Yes, that nigga is a tryhard.
Okay, yes, that's.
He's a tryhard. He can hit that side. I will give him this. He can hit that baseline J. If you leave him open, he'll knock that shit down all day. But he's a tryhard. He can't dribble. He can't rebound. He foul you on defense. He just running down the court as fast as possible. Yeah, he'll tryhard.
Larry, he will dive at your leg quick.
Yeah.
Knee and under is what he aims for.
It's crazy. I've seen him dive for people that was dive at the legs of people while they was dribbling. He's done it to me before, but he'll try hard and I see it coming. So I just move out the way. Like I'll spin off that nigga so fast. They be being mad when you do that shit too. They are like try hards always want to like they'll come diving at your legs. And if you like spin and push them off, they'll be like, why you pushing me off, man? Like, cause I don't want to get hurt.
Ooh, y'all almost had it. Yeah. You was almost there.
Like the worst, like you ever do that, like somebody come at you full speed and you do something like pump fake and say they jump up in the air, right? Now they gonna land on your back. You supposed to just let that happen. It's like, I'll move out the way and let you fall.
It depends on who it is. Try hard, stay hitting the ground hard as fuck. They might even get to me trying to stand up where it flipped them over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They hitting the ground hard as fuck. Damon, I might try to just let Damon land on me, my ball. Come on, let's ball out. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But he's not a tryhard. A tryhard, I will be like, oh, yeah. I'll do that thing where I just duck down and they fall on top of me. It'll fall out of bounds. Too bad.
They stand up where they, I'm telling you, when they stand up where they hit the ground.
It ain't worth it, man.
That's another reason why I don't like Chris Paul, man. Did you see him push Collison?
Let's talk about that. Let's just talk about the games in general. Like, there was two games. I guess we can talk about all the series now that are over, right? Heat beat the Nets, and I was a bit disappointed because it took them one more game longer than I thought it would. I predicted a clean sweep. They won in five. So, my bad, y'all. But I told y'all them niggas didn't deserve to be on the court, man. They was some trash in the first place. They old. They was just trying to be – they was trying to use mental games and shit to stay with the Heat, and they are past that.
They weren't as good as Darren, him. Williams went. And he played like trash that entire series.
Told you. Most light-skinned game in the NBA.
I knew he was going to play like trash. But if he had a good game, the one good game he had, that's the one good game they won.
Yeah. But he got his game so light-skinned at this point, man. It's so selfish and petty, man. Like, it's all the negative stereotypes about light-skinned people in one player. Because, honestly, man, it doesn't represent all light-skinned people, to be quite honest. But it fits with all the negative stereotypes. Well, I just find my mind wondering during the game where I'm like, why is he so light skinned right now? You know, it's other people on the team that's light skinned. Sean Livingston light skinned. He don't play like that. But something about Deron Williams, man. I hate his shot selection.
He is so terrible.
So bad. Like, why do you shoot so many threes?
How did he get to be who ranked him as a good player? How did he get coaches fired?
Right.
Like, how did he get to be that good?
Who was listening to him over Jerry fucking Sloan? If he would have walked in my office talking about some, man, we got to get rid of coach. I'm like, what? Who are you? Assistant coach? Or the shooting coach? Like, what's going on? The trainer? The trainer fucked your ankles up? What's going on? Oh, no. Jerry Sloan got to go. Oh, okay. Yeah, you can get the fuck out. Matter of fact, look to be traded.
They believed him so much that Jerry Sloan was like, fuck the NBA all together.
I'm done with all you niggas.
Like, who believed that?
Dude, like Joe Johnson had such a great series this series. He lost, but he was putting up numbers.
Yep.
And I remember at the end of one of the games being like, look at Deron Williams shooting the ball instead of throwing the ball to Joe Johnson.
One more pass. Just one more.
Joe Johnson was, even the game they locked, the last game, Joe Johnson hit the three to get him back in the game and shit. Yep. But it was after Deron Williams put up a brick. Then someone got the board. Then somebody else got like.
Pierce turned it over in the corner.
Yeah, like it was all this shit that had to happen for Joe Johnson to get the ball. And I blame Deron Williams. He's not a real point guard, man. He a bum.
They played their best when he was on the bench. Sean Livingston was putting in work, even though he could not hit a fucking turnaround post up on 5 inches shorter than him, Ray Allen or D-Wade.
So yeah, that series is exactly what I want, what I thought. And is it okay for us to say now, KG should listen to Jason Kidd? It's all right now that the season's over.
I miss it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Kidd should have told him during the game, like, look here, you tall ass. Any dark skin insult, you know, he could think of back to Africa, anything he could have thought of. Motherfucker, yeah. You
were stubborn during the season.
You will play this entire game.
He should have not let KG come out.
Yep.
We was like, hey, man, coach, I just need a break. Nah, no, you don't.
Nope. We need you right now.
You good.
It's the playoffs.
Remember?
It's the playoffs.
I need 48 minutes out of you tonight. Like you promised.
Yep.
During the season.
Remember during the season you said you got this?
This the reason I wanted to rest you so you could give me 40 minutes tonight, man. So, yeah.
Suck it up. Suck it up, Paul. How you gonna say I want to check LeBron? Even if you say it to the coach during practice, no. Wait till right before the game. Whoever's supposed to be checking him, let's switch. I got him.
This nigga.
That's all you gotta do.
Paul Pierce wanting to check LeBron is one of the all-time diss niggas in NBA history. Why? Because if you look at LeBron James' NBA career, it's like three of his top five scoring performances are against Paul Pierce. What the fuck are you thinking, Paul?
Who asked for the best man anyway at this age? Like, have you not learned? Like, Paul, you at veteran man age where you know what? I'm not going to check him, but give me the assignment where I always leave my man the double.
The wheelchair not going to save you. Ain't no wheelchair coming, man. It's just you and the guns. And my man gave him the business, dog.
49.
49. Easy 49.
And mad about not getting 50.
Right. He was disappointed in himself. Like, I can't believe I didn't get 50 tonight. I really let myself down. Nigga. What a sight. Fucking Paul Pierce, man.
I will say, though, Jason Kidd, however, I don't know what he did, but he worked it out that he got that white piece of lint to be in the corner of his mouth.
Yeah, good for him.
He doesn't have that anymore. So he figured that out. It took 15 years in the league, but he finally got that.
Yeah, dog. That Paul Pierce getting with that 49, bro. That I was like, dude, not only have y'all lost the series, somebody on this team has to leave and not come back. I don't know who, but like Paul Pierce, KG, Deron Williams, Joe Johnson even. Somebody on the team got to be like, I can't deal with this shit. I'm out, because that's how bad it was this last game, man.
I will say this, though. Jason Kidd didn't age like I thought he would as a head coach.
How you mean?
Like, normally with the other head coaches, they job almost like, you know, how the president just age after a term. Oh, mm-hmm. After a year, they just look like this was a fucking stressful year. Kid look like they've been out celebrating after every game. Like, he's just been enjoying himself. Like, you know, like he's been having fun this whole season. It was no work for him at all.
How many blocks you think KG had this series?
One, if any.
Zero. Let's talk about his point total. 0, 4. 10, 8, and 2.
Legs tired there, buddy?
Yeah. Let's look at his minutes. Maybe
Pierce had a block. Even Pierce had a block.
Yep. Maybe his legs, let's see, 16 minutes, 21, 23, 25.
Damn it, man.
Probably should have listened to Jason Kidd.
I think Blash was putting in some work, wasn't he?
I told everybody when they went 7 fucking games, it was a wrap. 7 games. With the fucking Raptors. Did y'all pick them because y'all thought that was the easy matchup? 7 games? The Heat would have got rid of them in 4 to 5 games. Easy. All right. Anyway. So, the Wizards lost to the Pacers. And, I pretty much give 100% of blame to the fact that, the fans of Washington, D.C. have seen too much losing. These niggas ain't won a home playoff game since 1979. You know what else happened in 1979? I was born. What? Y'all niggas can't rally these niggas for one game?
That's what I was thinking. Can they not get some of mama's home cooking or something? What's the problem?
What is this? How is that possible? A second round home game they have not won since 1979, dude. I saw that stat. I was like, this must be made up.
Good strip clubs in D.C., though.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Good nightlife. That's the only thing you can think of. It's so too it close said, to Maryland.
DV said, curse of Gaga. Unless Gaga been singing since 1979, I don't think so.
The nightlife.
This shit like the curse of some shit that, the curse of Marion Barry.
Man, the nightlife is trilling, DC.
It must be.
They got Maryland right there. They got the Virginia cat and the VA cat.
Oh, Dust Daughter asked the question. She said, do you think Kid did a good job as coach? Yeah. Yeah, I think he did. It's not his fault that Kevin Garnett wouldn't listen. It ain't his fault.
Yeah, I will say all the games were close. It's not like they had an opportunity for at least two or three of the games they lost.
He coached the shit out of them old ass niggas.
Now,
if KG wouldn't have been stubborn, they might have got an extra two games out of this.
Yeah. And he might have lacked maybe some out of time out plays. You know, maybe where he might have lacked in some things, but overall, first year coach, with that team, yeah, Andre Blatch on this team.
He got better. Yeah. LeSean Livingston, Andre Blatch, they lost Robin Lopez, or one of them Lopez, yeah, Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, Brooke Lopez.
So, like, I get it. Like, I think he did a good job. I mean, I wouldn't fire him. And honestly, y'all, the Nets are not going to be good for a long time.
Yeah, they terrible, but
yeah, they sold their future away for them old ass niggas.
Now, I can't believe the Wizards lost to the Pacers this series. They had how many? They gave away two other games.
Yep,
they gave away two games. How you have a son? The leads that they had on the Pacers, the fragile minded team that they are.
Yeah,
and you lose to them at home, no less.
Dude, the Pacers. I don't know what's wrong with them. I'm almost sick of hearing about it because I don't know. Like, I just keep looking like, well, what is it? I can't tell you. I just want these niggas out the playoffs. They have now gotten to that point where I'm sick of them. When before I was kind of intrigued, like, well, let's see what the Heat and the Pacers look like because that would be an interesting matchup. But now they play so shitty against bad teams that I feel like they don't deserve to beat the Heat. Like, even if they beat the Heat, I would be like, this is a big disappointment for the NBA because these niggas are whack. So whack.
Wow. Terrible.
But yeah, Gortat, man, gonna get paid.
Is it a contract you're feeling?
Gortat gonna get paid.
Yep.
He's already putting up them 30, dog. He put up that 30 on him.
He gonna end up in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn don't have no more money, I don't think.
Man, they owner doesn't care about U.S. currency. He might care a little bit, but not the way I care.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck it, it's just money.
Gortat and Ariza gonna both get paid, though.
Ariza tricked everybody with this last time when he left the Lakers.
Yep. He gonna get paid again.
Don't fall for it.
Somebody gonna fall for it.
GMs, Phil Jackson, don't fall for it. I know you liked Ariza when he was in L.A. Phil Jackson, don't fall for it.
Ariza going to Detroit, probably.
Stan ain't gonna give him the money though. I think Stan tight with that wallet.
Ariza, watch what happened this offseason. It's gonna be like sign and trade. Ariza goes to Detroit. Josh Smith goes to the Wizards.
That's fine. I can see him doing it, but he not gonna get wealthy off of that. Like his he already fooled the NBA once. Like
it's gonna happen again, Justin.
Rashard Lewis couldn't fool the NBA twice. He can't fool you twice. You know what I mean?
But see, Rashard Lewis got the max. It won't be that bad, but he will get somebody. This is what niggas do, man. They always, especially these new niggas, these metrics motherfuckers, they gonna be all over. Oh, you know, the metrics, if we put them in the system with Houston, we need a small forward help. And they gonna fuck around and be like, why are we losing? What's wrong with his shot now? He not in the contract years. What's wrong with his shot?
He a good role player. He is a great role player. He is a great sixth man.
Yep.
Seventh man. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you put him in starters minutes.
You can't depend on him. He not even going to want to. The thing is, next year, he will pass up those shots.
I remember saying Mitch Kupchak fucked up letting him go. And you was like, nope. Because we talked. This was one of our Y conversations before we started the sports show. You was like, nope. The reason ain't that good.
Yeah, like he's
not that good. And Spell's like, yeah, but when he in the game, he hitting buckets. He spent 1 year away. I was like, yo, Rod was right.
He not good, man. But he can trick you. When he needs to be, he will trick you.
He was good that final year.
He will get paid. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it'll be, I'm saying he will get paid. His production will go down immediately. Like, it's going to go back down to like 10 points, 4 rebounds a game in 30 minutes. And we're going to be like, what? How can he do that? He was just averaging 18 or some shit. Yeah, because he a reason. He just want to get paid, man. I don't know how NBA teams keep doing it, but I'm tired of being like, they should be smart. They never are.
So before you go to the West Coast then, because that's what's next. You're picking the Heat, but how many games?
Four games. Four games. These fucking Pacers are terrible. I won't even feel bad if the Pacers, win the series, I won't even feel bad. Cause it's not my fault for believing they should get swept. They have played like a team that should get swept. You know what I'm saying? Like, it took you 7 games to beat the Hawks, 6 to beat the fucking Wizards.
And was looking suspect the entire time.
Y'all should get swept until you prove me wrong. Even when they won games, I was like, how did y'all win that? Y'all should have lost. So, yeah, what you think?
No, I'll sweep all day long. I want Birdman to hit David West in the mouth just one time.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Just one time. Because I realize David West is a bitch.
Yeah, he's a fake-ass tough guy.
Yep.
I wouldn't say that if he was in this room, but basketball-wise, he talk a good game. He not putting no hands on nobody.
Right. Well, he might against us only because we smaller than him.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying,
but
like,
even if we was the same height as him but smaller, he wouldn't do shit.
Yeah, he not a fighter. He like to talk shit. He want to intimidate you, but I've never, like, when you going to get kicked out the game then, David West? Yep. You so tough? Swing on somebody. Soon as people start swinging, he be back to normal. Come on now. hold up now. It's just basketball. Yep. I don't want to hear that shit.
Throw the ball in his face. Bitch, you won't do shit.
Speaking of fake-ass tough guys, Chris Paul is now sitting home again.
He went fishing?
This year, they going to blame the racism, bro. I already seen it. I already saw an article. Donald Sterling, one obstacle too many for Chris Paul to overcome. What about every other year, though? Why are we acting like this is not a trend?
He been go in the home, league, what, 10 years now?
Yeah, he go home early every year. He going to watch the Western Conference Finals from the couch again. Stop acting like it's somebody else's fault. It's him. When this nigga was turning the ball over in game 5 and giving it away, niggas talking about the refs. Oh, they missed the call. They actually got the call right.
Yep.
And number 2, what about Chris Paul, though?
Yeah, how about all these turnovers?
2 turnovers, a fucking foul on a Westbrook 3. Westbrook, he my man. I love him. He shoots 30% from 3. Let him shoot that.
Yeah, I mean, and you got away with the other foul against Steph Curry.
Doc Rivers wasn't have his eyes bugging out his head when that shit happened.
And which was a clear foul. Talking about, well, you know, you don't always get that call. Why not? It's a rule. The rule says if he hits you on the arm in the process of shooting, a foul should be called.
I've never seen a team turn into such big busters on a level like that. Like, the fact that you knew Chris Paul was hurt. That nigga did the whole interview with the top of his head showing like this. Man, you know, just a tough day and just turnover. Just got to get out there next week. And I was like, he should have just came out in the glasses and a bow tie and been like, hey, guys, it's me, Cliff Paul. I was the one who actually played in the game. My brother Chris was out selling insurance. It's terrible.
Bum ass. And another product of Wake Forest, which is why.
Yeah. A nut punching product of Wake Forest.
Man, listen. And last night, when Collison went to block his shot, Paul had landed. They was like, oh, there's no offensive foul. No, Chris Paul extended his arms and pushed Collison while this nigga was helplessly in the air. Mm-hmm. Flipped him over.
Mm-hmm. The refs called him out, basically.
Right. And then they going to talk about where's the foul. He lucky Collison didn't get up and punch him in the face, but Collison is an agitator at sometimes and knows, this is just what I do.
Yeah, Collison would have been wrong, though, right? Poor Chris Paul. The racism got him. This nigga is a loser, dog. I'm not saying he's not the best point guard in the NBA, although I would make an argument there's other point guards I would take before him, but I'm not saying he's not the best point guard. I'm not even going to say he's not the most quote-unquote clutch in the ways that you guys measure it. But what I will say is being the best point guard and being the most clutch must not matter that much because his ass going home again. That's all I'm saying.
Is it clutch during regular games that don't count? How is that? Does that make you clutch? Because I remember LeBron hitting game winning shots and they'll be like, oh, well, it was only against Detroit.
I'm only going by what Bo said, because Bo said he's done the numbers behind it. I don't even look at them numbers. That shit don't matter to me at all.
Eye test works sometimes.
Yeah, I'm a basketball. I watch basketball. I like playing basketball. I know what it feels like when you have a dude you have confidence in with the ball in his hands at the end of the game. I don't get that feeling with Chris Paul. Y'all, other people do, and they can probably statistically prove it. I don't give a fuck. This nigga going home early again.
He chokes in all playoff games. He might be good right. in regular season.
I just want to know, what is his clutch stats on them last games when he be going his ass home? Can somebody do the numbers? Crunch them numbers for me, guys. Hey, statistician dudes, get on the Chris Paul in going his ass home games stats for me. Because I feel like it's not that good.
I recall him having that same facial expression last year.
Yeah.
Right about this time.
Feel like it's not that good. Not to mention y'all only count one side of the ball for clutch offense.
Did they even make it out the first round last year? I don't even think they made it out the first round.
Hey, you know what was clutch, man? Speaking of LeBron, his defense on Joe Johnson.
Yep, superb.
Well, no stat for that.
I was in awe because Joe Johnson had been getting buckets all game.
All game.
I'm talking about all game. It didn't matter who they put in front of him. He was on fire.
They put LeBron on him last like 6 minutes. 4 of them minutes, he gave LeBron buckets. And then LeBron was like, enough buckets.
He gave LeBron like 2-3 shots. And that's a lot, 4 minutes. I get it. You know, NBA, that's a lot.
But LeBron gave him that bartender.
But that last 2 minutes... Yeah, he closed the bar down.
Yeah, he said, I'm cutting you off, buddy. You had a few too many jump shots, and no more.
No hands, too.
No hands, dog. People was like, he got really physical. Yeah, because he can do that because he's a good defender. Good defenders don't just let you have it. Here you go, buddy, just had a layup. Hopefully I'll get a block somehow.
He beat him to every spot.
Yep.
Every time.
It felt like he was dribbling into LeBron.
Yep.
Like, and he wasn't even trying. He was just trying to get open. LeBron was like, nope, I know where you're going. Nope, I'm already here.
That last play when he fumbled the ball and LeBron swiped it away.
Yeah.
No contact whatsoever. that's how close and easy it was. And I was thinking, Joe Johnson, why are you doing the exact same move that he literally just blocked? And the move before that, he literally forced a turnover. Why are you doing this exact same move?
You know why? Because it works on everybody else. He was sure it would work. He even did it to LeBron in the regular season. He hit a game winner on him. And I know he was like, I'm just going to do it again. But it's not the regular season no more. This is MVP postseason LeBron.
Now, you can't do that when Bron is Bronning.
Yeah.
And he was Bronning.
It wasn't your time. You should have threw that shit to Paul Pierce. You know what's funny, though? If they would have gave it to Paul Pierce, LeBron would have just checked Paul Pierce. Like, it was a wrap for them no matter who got the ball, man. But yeah, that's why he's my MVP over Durant. Cause Durant ain't never gonna give you that defensive stop like that. And, that's why,
Westbrook will.
Yeah, Westbrook will, yeah. But that's why Chris Paul overrated.
Oh, I love that dude, Westbrook, man. Did you see he locked Chris Paul down too, man?
He did.
Like, the only way he, like, them cheating ass, fake ass, wrong ass screens from, Blake Griffin. Half a Negro out there.
I will go on further to venture. He carried Durant through this series for most of the games. If it wasn't for Durant having this last good game, everybody forgot about them other like 4 struggle games he put up in this series.
Yep.
But if it wasn't for Westbrook carrying him, they wouldn't have won this series.
Yeah, all day long.
He was getting triple doubles and shit for this nigga.
First 3 games, wasn't it?
Yeah. Durant couldn't even look at Westbrook shoot free throws to win the game.
Chris Paul only had, really, if you think about it, had 1 decent game.
The first game.
And that was the first game that Westbrook wasn't checking him.
Yep. I'm telling you, but Westbrook will never get the credit.
They had that dude self-alotion on him.
Yeah. Westbrook will never get the credit. There'll always be some reason that it don't count for Westbrook. It would have, like, I'm on ESPN right now. Let the best man win. who's the MVP? Is it, it's LeBron versus Kevin Durant? Huh? I think it's LeBron versus Westbrook right now.
Or Tony Parker before he
or
got
Tony
injured.
Parker, yeah. Like, it might be him versus somebody that's actually been playing good.
Yeah, because Tony Parker been killing every series. I don't know that Oklahoma going to make it to the finals.
Yeah, what is this? Yeah, why y'all getting ahead of yourselves?
Because even with a hurt Tony Parker, he was hurt during the regular seasons, and the Spurs still put on a clinic.
Yep.
On everybody. And the way that dude Splinter is playing right now,
Splinter,
I could see them putting him, Tiago, on Durant, mm-hmm. and frustrating the fuck out of him. Because if Chris Paul can lock him down, I mean, what is Kawhi Leonard going to do?
They probably going to put Kawhi Leonard on him. And, let's see if he can score on him. I mean, the thing for me is they always seem to get young boy by the Spurs. Where it's just like, these little boys back? We just going to run them? Let's see what happens this time, man. Like, if y'all gained a year confidence, because y'all damn sure ain't going to outcoach him.
Kawhi Leonard, man.
Yeah, he's serious.
That last game against, I have so many things about the Blazers that just frustrated me this series. That a good team will expose all your flaws, man.
Yep, every time.
And I remember somebody was like, the Lakers might get Batum, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
No, don't want him. This nigga was having like 4 or 5 turnovers and for no reason at all every game. The one good game the Blazers won, he didn't turn the ball over the first 3 quarters.
He the weak link.
Part of it. He is the weakest of the weak links. But yeah, he is definitely the weak link. I was like, no. Then, I hate to say this about LaMarcus. He got to get his help defense better.
Yeah.
His help defense is atrocious. Like, if you get past your initial man and he the one down though, that's a layup. He is not helping.
To me, LaMarcus Aldridge has always reminded me of Larry Bird. And people just don't compare him because they different races. But he not really athletic. You know what I mean? Like, people just look at him and see a 6'10 black dude and they be like, oh, of course. But if you look at him, he don't get off that ground. He be shooting them J's. And he be standing on the outside and he don't normally block shots.
His footwork is great.
Yeah, he not about that life.
He not even taking charges.
Yeah, he not about that shit. He like, oh, good shot, man. I just get me a J on the other end.
And that pissed me off this whole series.
Yeah.
I was like, nigga, what are you doing?
Now, is he still on your best power forward ever list?
Unfortunately, I had to cut him from the roster.
Yeah.
But I haven't found a suitable replacement yet.
Okay.
It's not going to be Tim Duncan.
Okay. Even though Tim Duncan was part of
it. It's Chris Paul's fault, man.
Okay. Chris Paul ain't got nothing to do with this.
They went to Wake Forest. I told you this. It makes me not even like Muggsy.
Okay. Okay.
I can't like Josh Howard. None of them dudes.
Okay. Okay.
None of them. Your boy for the Teague. Can't like Teague.
Yeah.
Can't like the twins that would want to play for the New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
None of them cats. Can't like them. They all went to Wake Forest, man.
Understood, man. My thing with the Blazers, they just got outclassed and outcoached. And it's funny because they gave their coach an extension, which I was like, well, this shit ain't never going to change. Like Scott said.
But who did you get to replace him, though? That's the other thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was just one of them things where it's like, I guess y'all happy with this. You know what I mean? Like, y'all, I mean, there's no reason not to be happy with this, by the way, but y'all know y'all signed up for another 4 or 5 years of losing to the Spurs.
Man, they don't have no bench development. Like it also shows how weak Houston is.
That's what I was going to say.
Because Houston couldn't expose any of these flaws. And I was sitting there watching this series like, wait, was Houston really that terrible? Like, they were really some trash that the Spurs exposed all these flaws as quick as they did. Like, not game 3, not game 2, but game 1. They exposed all of those
and
flaws.
It really exposes how weak Dwight Howard is.
Yep.
Because, like, it makes sense. He was on the Lakers. Lakers underachieved. On Houston, they going to underachieve. Makes sense. He's an underachiever. Who you think wins the series? Spurs versus the Thunder?
I'm going Spurs.
Yeah, I'm going Spurs, too, man. Them niggas just look unstoppable. The thing about the Spurs is they never play down to their competition. And I can't see... I can't see Oklahoma City getting 4 games of good basketball out of themselves. The only hope they got is that Westbrook goes ham and draws a bunch of fouls.
And Parker is...
shuts Parker down, all this shit.
But see, here's the thing too, man. Parker hurt that hamstring.
That's true. That's true.
And I've never had a hammy, any type of hammy-related injury, but I've seen people with them.
Yeah.
And they need more than a week to let that thing rest.
That's a legit point. I agree.
I feel like let Parker even miss the first game. Mm-hmm. Judge, like, decide if you need to play him based off of the first game. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? For the Spurs. I mean, Popovich know best, but in my opinion, he needs to rest. Let him, because if you are playing for the championship and you know you feel confident that you can get there, I feel like they can beat Oklahoma without Parker, but it'll be tight. You know what I mean? It'll definitely be a tight game, but.
Well, I just feel like at the end of this series, KD gonna be crying talking to Tony Parker.
Because who gonna check Kawhi Leonard then?
Right.
If he checking Parker, who gonna check Kawhi Leonard? And right now, that boy right now, he got a steal one time. And
Durant or Sofia Lotion gonna check Kawhi Leonard.
Right, that's not gonna work out well for them then.
Yeah, I'm just saying at the end of the series, KD gonna be crying and he gonna be talking to Tony Parker like, you the real MVP now.
Did you see Kawhi Leonard had a dunk one time, man? I was like, that looked like LeBron dunk.
Yeah.
Because he had picked the ball up just by palming it. Like, he was dribbling and palmed it. And, like, you know that Jordan pump where he just pumped it with one hand while he palmed it? Because I had seen LeBron do it the other game. And then I saw Kawhi Leonard do it. I was like, wait. Okay, he watching the games.
Well, I'm about to say something controversial.
Go ahead.
Kawhi Leonard not that good. He not. It's Popovich. This is a classic Popovich. I think this nigga's good. If he was on like the Bucks, he'll be averaging like 12 points. And we'll be like, he not, well, who is this bum?
I know, I agree.
Like and I know it's not popular to say because Kawhi is the best young nigga on that team.
But what's your reasoning why though?
Because Popovich does this thing where he tells you what not to do and it makes you better. He'd look at Danny Green. He'd be like, look, nigga, stop dribbling.
Right. Just
shoot. Just shoot the fucking three. Only when you standing still and only from the corner. That's it. Like, don't, like, he was like, but coach, I got this. No, just do what the fuck I said, man. And then you go out that night and you hit 8 threes. He'd be like, oh, I guess coach was right.
See,
that he does that to Kawhi too, where he's like, just defend, go your ass to the basket. And only shoot mid-range. That's it. I don't want to see no fucking, I don't want to see you out there trying to run the break, like lead the break with on the dribble. I don't want to see you out there trying to create your own shot. Like, I got 4 plays that I like for you to be involved in. That's it. Rebound, play D, go to the basket, shoot the mid-range. And I feel like what happens is these niggas get on other teams when it's time for their contract to be up. It's always somebody that's like, hey, in Utah, we could use Kawhi Leonard. Let's pay him $10 million more than they would in San Antonio. He goes out there. He averages 13 points and he got 4 turnovers a game. He's shooting 20% from three now. He's shooting 4 threes a game. He used to not shoot any. Like, I think it's a trick. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like his game, I agree. It's a trick. But I feel like it's a trick for different reasons.
Why?
I feel like one, he has a better guard on his team that, gets him the ball where he needed.
Who, Parker?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things we do talk about. Like, even at the Y, you get the ball where people need the ball.
That's true.
Which makes him better. Then because Tim Duncan and Parker do command so much respect on the offensive end, you still have to respect them.
Mm-hmm.
It makes Kawhi Leonard, it gets him all the leftover
defensive
guys. And he takes advantage of them.
And you still got Manu, you know what I mean? Like, Manu can create his own shot. Like, people, it's just that thing. Like, I could go down a list, man. That Udoka dude, that nigga, people thought he was good. As soon as he got out of San Antonio, it's like, who the fuck is this? George Hill?
Blair.
Yep, Dwan Blair, Richard Jefferson. Popovich is the ultimate master of coaching because he just tells you what not to do, man. It's the and then if you don't agree, you gotta go.
Yep.
Like, he not even about to listen to you, dog. Like, the second you go against his system, he would rather lose than listen to your ass tell him what he not gonna do.
And ironically, I feel like this. Which one do you think will give the Heat a better game though? Like that, because that's ultimately what I want.
The Spurs. The Heat would eat the Thunder alive.
And so, but I want Pop to lose for all the reasons for him keeping Ginobili and forcing Ginobili down my throat.
I do not like the Spurs.
And I hate that about that.
But I respect the shit out of the Spurs. But I despise the fucking Spurs. Like, just, they are so goddamn hard to watch for me, man. It doesn't matter how exciting their young dudes are. Pop don't let them be free. So it's always just like thing where I'm like, I respect the genius. I respect how y'all like, y'all play smart basketball and fundamentally no one can beat you and you can always coach them. But man, I'll be watching the games about to fall asleep, man. Like, cause they don't have no, like they play the same no matter what. Like if you have an off night, you losing by 20. You know what I mean? Like if you have an off night against the Heat, sometimes the Heat will play down to your level and you can watch the whole game cause it's going to be like, you know, a 6-point game with 3 minutes to go, no matter how it worked out. But with the fucking Spurs, they will put the bench in the fourth quarter.
They came back the other night behind it.
Yeah, they did. They did, man. It's crazy. It's, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of, the Spurs anyway. No offense to people that like them, but yeah, I'll be watching them like, what is this, Hoosiers?
No disrespect to those big women down there in San Antonio. We love y'all.
Charles Barkley got a trophy for that shit.
We love y'all down on the
boardwalk. We got some coaching news. Stan Van Gundy went to the Pistons and got, he's also going to run operations and he got a $7 million contract.
That's too much power for one man.
$7
million.
And this is what that bidding war is doing. Golden State and the Knicks are driving up the price for coaches everywhere.
I always felt like he was a decent coach. I feel like he should have gotten a job sooner. I think D Wade and Shaq Schlender, his name, affected his career. Not even the Dwight Howard thing, because most people would be like, that's Dwight Howard. Like who could have done better? You know what I mean? It's like dealing with Josh Smith. Like, oh, you can do better with Josh Smith? Then go ahead. Why don't you? But $7 million and all that power?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Yeah.
He ain't over his head.
I just don't.
Is he married? He must not have a family.
I guess I just don't have that much. I don't have as much respect for him as other people do, but I have to give him props, man. In hindsight, knowing what I know about Dwight Howard now, I mean, Stan Van Gundy coached his ass off. Just looking at Dwight Howard not under him and seeing how bad he can be. I do got to give Stan Van Gundy props, man. He can't hold it against him.
Jermaine Nelson. He had Jermaine Nelson out there looking like an all-star.
Yeah. So, I mean, he can coach, man. And this way he won't get stabbed in the back by management.
I mean, here's a good situation for him. It's a great, more than good. It's a great situation for him.
Well, the roster's terrible. They got Andre Drummond.
He started with the Heat. And look at even when he started with Orlando.
Right.
He kind of used to them build-up projects.
That's a good point.
It's just, I don't know how much control he had in Miami, but I didn't think he had that much.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Pat had it, and before Pat Riley, somebody else had it. In Orlando, I don't think he had any because he didn't know anything about Dwight Howard and any of the other stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's probably why. Like, Dwight Howard fucked his head up. It's like, nope. Listen, and he probably been interviewing and doing other things. He probably was like, nope, I'm not taking any other job unless I got control because I will not deal with another Dwight Howard.
Yeah, that's what I think happened too.
And he went there and he got a great job.
5 years, $35 million, dog.
Can Jeff? What you think about Jeff coaching the Lakers?
Who?
Jeff Van Gundy. With Stan?
Is that confirmed?
No, I'm saying, what do you think about that though? Like, if that were to happen,
I don't like Jeff Van Gundy
because we need a coach.
Yeah, I don't like Jeff Van Gundy.
I like Jeff.
Not a big fan.
I liked him when he was coaching Houston.
Not me. He fucked up Steve French's career.
Did he?
Yeah.
I mean,
he wouldn't let Zhao Ming play his game.
You saw Steve Francis wearing a jersey later on. Is that just a Steve Francis? It was inevitable. Because he let Coutinho Mobley thrive.
He broke up their friendship, man. Traded one of them.
It's Francis? Just, he got rid of the problem.
It's all bad. Nah, all bad. Nope. Don't talk yourself into Jeff, man. You're not going to like it.
Not Jeff.
Don't do
who?
It.
Who? Then who?
Jeff fuck around. Listen, the other problem with Jeff, he too opinionated. He fuck around being that press conference talking bad about Kobe. We gonna be in this motherfucker having a war every week. Laker fan or not, I ain't gotta support the coach. I'll be up in this bitch like, fire this nigga tonight.
I would agree he started slandering Kobe.
You know he gonna start slandering Kobe.
He can't even don't like Phil.
It's one, I don't even like listening to Jeff Van Gundy broadcast games because he do it like an old man that don't know anything about basketball. He like, you know, they need to change that rule. Instead of traveling, why don't you make it 7 steps? Like,
nah, I like
what Jeff. Are you talking about?
I like Jeff.
I hate him.
He's saying worst. It because he know the refs let you do what you want. Like, but why even had a rule? That's he what
like,
he's saying.
But he like us if we was broadcasting the game. Like, I would hate me broadcasting the game because I don't care. You know what I mean? He don't care. He be like, oh, they need to change it. Like, if you punch someone in the face, that shouldn't be a flagrant foul. That shouldn't be a flagrant foul. I think you need to allow guys to punch people in the face, and then the other guy just punch them back. And I'm like, well, I'm at home. I'm like, I agree with that. Wait a minute. No one should be saying this. That's some shit we say. The fuck is wrong with Jeff, man? He's the coach of team? Who's taking him serious?
He had two teams. He had the Knicks. He had the Knicks too, man.
Man, I would have been arguing. Man, I would have been in practice mad as shit. Listen, Rod, you need to pass the ball. You know, they should just outlaw passing, coach. What if we just, everybody had to keep the ball the whole time? Listen, man, don't try to be like me during games.
He'll laugh at this shit. Yeah, he'll probably be like, man, you know what? Let's go have some drinks afterward because that was funny as hell.
Man, he'll trade me. Portland extended Terry Stotts. I already said that. So, Kyrie Irving was not consulted at them firing Mike Brown for the second time in Cleveland in 3 years. Nigga, what?
Hey, man. Mike Brown stay winning.
Mike Brown probably still getting money from the first time he got fired. And now he getting money for this time. And he getting money for when he got fired from somebody else. Amazing.
Right. That's why I'm saying he getting paid to not come to work, dog.
I bet Mike Brown is never on time. If I was him, I would just live on CP time. What you gonna do? What are you gonna, you gonna fire me anyway? I'll be coming to the game in sweats. I'll be coaching in sweats and shit.
Man, he is out here right now enjoying these millions, dog.
He not even a bad coach. Like, it's so wrong.
That's
like,
questionable.
He made the Lakers a better defensive team when he had that job. He made them better.
He should be just in a defensive hit assistant or something. He doesn't need to be head coach.
I hear you, but I'm just saying a lot of coaches, white coaches, don't even have an identity. Right? Yep. They just white and they wear glasses. This nigga shows up and you know what he gonna do. He gonna make your team defensively better.
They need him in Portland.
Yep.
This nigga didn't play no defense.
Well, they just extended the white man. Terry Stotts.
He gonna go get the black man. If he's smart, he better go get.
He be like, Mike Brown, you want, but you know what? Mike Brown don't never gotta take a defensive coordinator position again. He rich. If you call me talking about some, hey, we want you to coach defense. No, man. Right. I only take jobs where I'm the head coach and I'm going to get fired and get paid for 2 more years.
He could command head coach money, though.
He should only try to get the Knicks job. Because I guarantee whoever take that Knicks job getting fired in 2 years.
Oh, that's the worst job to get ever in life.
Why would you want that job? I don't want that job. Me, Rod, I don't want the job. Fuck that job.
I would take the job. But here why. Hear me out though. And you I'm bringing all my homeboys with me. I'm taking the job. I'm bringing all my homeboys with me.
It ain't worth the stress, man. I know they gonna not let you have fun.
Wait.
New York media gonna be in your shit. They gonna be trying to take it serious.
Right.
I'm gonna be clowning.
But once I get the job, I'm like you said, I'm treating like Mike Brown.
I'm getting fired. I'm getting fired immediately. Because, like, I'm going to show up and laughing at the press conference. They're going to be like, what's so funny? I'm gonna be like, oh, man. Y'all ain't seen when Josh Smith shot them threes? Oh, man. We still was laughing in the back, y'all. Oh, y'all serious? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he shouldn't have shot them threes.
Yeah, he shouldn't have shot the threes. I mean, what you going
to
do now?
I mean, hey, I told him not to shoot the threes, dog.
I mean, what you want him to make him run some suicide? Right. I mean, he's a grown man.
I told him not to, man.
I took him out the game after his fifth.
Yeah, he shot 7 of them. I mean, shit. ain't know what to say, man.
I mean, it's not to play, but you know, right. It's Josh.
Right. Y'all, hey.
It's JR.
Just JR being JR, man.
Yeah. So, but yeah, right. So you telling me that I'm the head coach. We homeboys. I hire you. Who else you want to hire? We hire Rob.
Rob, y'all defensive coach.
Hey, strength coach.
Oh, strength coach.
Strength coach. You're going to have everybody on steroids.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to have a good time, man.
Yeah. I don't know, man. They didn't even consult Kyrie, which to me, if I was him, I'd be like, this, when I do leave Cleveland, I'll act like this is the reason. Even though I know this not the reason, I'll be like, listen, man, they didn't even consult me when they make decisions, and I want to go to some place where I'm at least consulted, and that I matter a part of the process.
Did they say why he was fired? Like, was it because they didn't make the playoffs in the East? out of all divisions?
I don't, like, he didn't draft that shitty-ass nigga. Like, how, are we just skipping over that dude having the shittiest rookie season?
That the owner draft? The owner drafted him. The owner picked him.
Kyrie got hurt.
Bennett, I think this is his name. Yeah. Bennett. And that other dude that they picked the year before. He didn't pick him either.
Deion Waiters, he didn't?
Yeah.
If I was him, I'd be like, I ain't picking none of this shit, but y'all can have it. Y'all got it.
Give me my money.
That Steve Kerr, speaking of white dudes.
With no experience?
No experience. He did that resume test thing where, this is the NBA version of the resume test. If you put a black name like Mark Jackson on a resume and it just says, hey, all I have is announcing experience and I've never coached a team, but I'm ready to be a head coach. You know how much money you get? $2 million a year. If you put a name like,
out here running church scams.
Yeah. Now you got to go out here and fuck these strippers. And how you going to get stripper fucking money? But, you put Steve Kerr's name on it. $5 million for 5 years, because you and the owner of the team are golfing buddies. They actually said that.
Yep.
Niggas about to lose so many jobs.
His son even worked the internship though.
Yep.
With the management group. Mark Jackson knew he was gone last year.
Mm-hmm. And did you hear the reasoning why they say they got rid of Mark Jackson?
Nope. Because he's black.
They said because he underachieved.
Because he's black.
That they had differences in goals, what they need to do.
Oh, because he's black. Oh, okay.
So, even though they had never been, they only went to the playoffs one time in 17 years, but two times in 3 years under him.
Oh, because he's light-skinned. That's why he got the extra year.
Yeah,
of that. but he's still black, though.
I was just thinking maybe it's because he's religious and one of the owners of the Warriors is openly gay, and it's in San Francisco. But,
nope.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You go hire Steve Kerr, it's like, you're giving him a lot of money, too, man.
For your friends, man.
Yeah, and all the players stuck up for Mark Jackson, too.
Oh, Steph say he's still upset about this.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man.
It was too many hand down, man down.
Yeah, I guess so.
Man, here's the thing, man. It's one of those situations where people are like, oh, the Lakers always winning. They always rebuilding fast. They always able to do this, able to do that. Right. This is why. Because when they have something that's working and you're making the playoffs and you're doing well, mm-hmm. they don't run around firing their head coach. Right. For their friend to get a job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's why. And that's why Golden State fans, hey, you new bandwagon Golden State fans, y'all not going to be successful. Like, now you have to start all the way over again.
Dude, I know Steve Kerr took the job because of the money and shit, and I don't blame him, but the reason I wouldn't want this job, how high is the bar? You just fired a dude who got you to the second round of playoffs in 3 years.
And lost to the Spurs.
Lost to the Spurs, who are probably going to the finals, maybe even be NBA champions. How much better can Steve Kerr make them? They don't have the personnel to run the triangle, so that's out of the window.
Is the triangle that effective?
I don't even, right. Is it? What has the triangle done for anybody since Phil Jackson retired?
Yep.
And who even ran it?
And it only worked when he had Jordan and Kobe.
Right. And Shaq.
Yep.
hey, let me just take four of the top 50 players and run this offense and be like, it's my offense, y'all, see? Whatever.
Here's the other thing too, man. Steph Curry leaving. You can say he gone now. You can say he gone.
Maybe because he don't like because Mark Jackson left.
Yeah, it's not even that he liked Mark Jackson that much, but he now sees that's fucked up how they did that.
Yeah, and he don't have any say, which as a player, I mean, especially if this was the team that was supposed to boycott the Donald Sterling game.
Yep.
I mean, as a player, it probably hurts him to be like, oh, so I don't have nobody even going to consult me. We just firing the coach. Nothing to say about it. Okay.
Yep. And the good thing about it, though, the next team he goes to, he won't have to work as hard. Because now you get to pick. And you get to pick a team where I don't have to fucking run point guard the entire fucking game. I can just catch the ball running off screens and extend my career and my ankles and just shoot niggas lights out.
That's also assuming that he can stay healthy next year.
Now you really think he giving it his all?
I'm just saying, another ankle injury to Steph Curry is Steve Kerr gonna get them any further in the playoffs?
Nah, I don't think he's gonna give it his all this year. I think he might compete, but he's not gonna be out here he might just bring the ball down and here you go.
I'm not gonna assume that because I feel like that's a stereotype based on him being light skinned.
Nope, it's a stereotype based off of him being like, this is some bullshit. I don't know. Fuck this job.
I feel like that's perpetuating light skinned stereotypes. So I'm gonna say he's gonna play hard as he can, continue to be a professional about the situation. He's gonna still get buckets, just like I taught him. And I think he'll be fine on the court. I think maybe when it's time for his contract to be up, he'll leave.
He's leaving. And he's going to a team where he can be a specialist.
Yeah, he's not going to fuck his money up because of Mark Jackson. But, yeah, they hurt that team. And I won't be surprised if they've lost that team. You know?
Jermaine O'Neal will stay. He'll keep getting them checks.
Yep. Speaking of checks, my man Donald Sterling did an interview. Did you see any of this?
Yes.
He had a lot to say about certain people, certain players. One of those players being Magic Johnson, everybody's favorite $1 million smile. Like I was like, if this nigga would have picked Isaiah Thomas, Michael Jordan, Kobe, Karl Malone, people would have been like, he got a point. I don't like them niggas either.
Ewing. He could have picked, man, what's the L.A. Laker that can't get a statue?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah,
he could have picked Kareem.
Yeah, Kareem ironically kind of defended him. If he would have picked Kareem, people would have been like, yeah, fuck Kareem. But nope, he had to pick the one nigga that everybody likes. Universally. You realize.
Dudes in Korea, North Korea.
Yep.
Won John Kim. Magic.
You know, I have never met a person that doesn't like Magic Johnson.
Larry Bird loves Magic.
Think about this. We've met people that hate everybody. Basketball related. We've talked to some insane people. I've never met a person that was like, yo, fuck Magic Johnson.
Man, that's why I'm a Laker fan.
Yeah.
Because that's all Jerry White talked about. Crazy. Was Magic this. Magic James Worthy this.
And this nigga shit on Magic. Like we don't, man. Anyway.
I'm a good member who made a mistake, and I'm apologizing, and I'm asking for forgiveness.
Really, I never heard
of
him. Am I
entitled to one mistake? Am I after 35?
What'd you say, Justin?
He kept saying I'm apologizing, but I never heard him say, I'm sorry for what I've done.
He's apologizing because he's telling you he's apologizing.
Right.
And he can't even cry. He tried to make a cry face, but it's not working. Oh, man, mistake. You make shit.
Beers. I mean, I love my league. I love my partner. My title to one mistake. It's a terrible mistake, and I'll never do it again.
The vice president of the NBA Players Association, Roger Mason, he said that the players won't accept anyone in the Sterling family owning the Clippers, not you, not your wife, not your son-in-law, not your daughter. Do you believe that?
I really don't know. The people that are going to decide my fate, I think, are not the media and not the Players Union, but the NBA.
The owners.
Pardon me?
The owners.
The owners. If the owners feel I deserve another chance, then they'll give it to me.
But there is a path for you to fight their decision, isn't there?
Of course. But if you fight with my partners, what at the end of the road, what do I benefit? Especially at my age, if they fight with me and they spend millions and I spend millions, let's say I win or they win.
This nigga ain't got no shirt, t-shirt on, man.
He old, man.
Old ass nigga.
And I just don't know if that's important.
Why wait so long to apologize? It's been a couple of weeks. You could have come out.
That's a very good question. I'm so emotionally distraught. And the reason it's hard for me, very hard for me, is that I'm wrong. I caused the problem. I don't know how to correct it.
Do you trust people? I mean, there have been a couple of phone recordings just in the last week or two that have come out of people you've talked to on the phone, or seems to be your voice, who then sold it to, you know, Radar Online or TMZ. And I hear that and I think, do you have anyone you trust around you?
I don't give interviews. The only one that I know that I talked to is Magic Johnson.
You have talked to him?
Twice. And then, he's...
The face he made when he said, I don't do interviews. The only person I talk to is Magic Johnson. There you go. When I first saw that, I died laughing.
Man, I know Magic out there like, this nigga don't talk to me. What is he talking about? Can't even know. He don't even know me.
Right. But
ask him what my real name is.
But this... That's one part. I don't know if it's going to play the other part, his other part about Magic. But
hopefully we get to it. You want me to play it? I hope this the right clip.
Yeah, I think
he knew the girl, he said. He knew the girl well.
Did you apologize to him? Or?
Well, if I said anything wrong, I'm sorry.
If.
Pause. Right there is when you know something. The comma is coming. It's an if-then statement. Yeah. And he not about to just say, if I say anything wrong, I'm sorry. First of all, if? Yeah. You was shitting on this man.
And not only that, we know when the story is right. This right here is when the story is... Here come the lies.
Mm-hmm.
Here come the lies. Because I can believe him saying, I talk to Magic all the time.
Yeah.
I can believe that. You know, Magic in L.A., he actually be at the games. He be at both Lakers and Clippers games. That part I believe. But right then when he started, now come the lies. Here come, that's a lie.
Sorry. He's a good person and he.
See?
What am I going to say? Has he done everything he can do to help minorities?
Pause it right. Mm-hmm. See, the lie came, and he couldn't maintain the lie.
He couldn't keep it going.
Now the truth coming. Here come the truth.
I also love in the background, there's two pictures of him hugged up with his ex-wife. Nigga, y'all not together? The wife you was cheating on? Where your pictures with V. Stiviano? That's who you need to be holding.
She been said y'all was estranged.
Yeah. She want to leave. She want to get the team now.
But I'll say it, you know. He's great. I just don't think he is a good example for the children of Los Angeles.
Now, that's not even my favorite clip. I got to find another clip because this is one where he talked about the AIDS, dog. I was rolling.
Man, it's one comment. He says, I don't have Magic's number.
Yeah.
He called me and told me not to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
How you talk to a motherfucker all the time? And you don't have his number. All the time?
Right.
All the time.
But he called you every time.
He called you. You don't have his number.
You so important. Let me see. Donald Sterling.
Right then when he said that, I was like, oh, he lying. You lying. But then when he paused it again and started lying again, he can't keep up with the lie. It's too many lies. He can't keep up with it. If he'd have just came out with the truth and was like, look, I said it. It's me. I fucked up. I don't really like Magic. It is what it is. I don't like him, okay?
Yep.
I fucked up, but fuck, I don't like him.
He could have just said, fuck Magic Johnson.
Right. All the way better than everything else he said.
Mm-hmm.
All the way better. He didn't even have to say why. He could have just been like, fuck Magic. Fuck him. Some people you don't like in life. He one of them.
That okay? nigga was like, he should be ashamed. He got those AIDS.
He said, what does he do for the kids of L.A.?
Yeah. Give them jobs.
He not out here saying, go smoke crack.
Give them jobs. Tell them not to get AIDS.
He acts so holy.
He not out here making them homeless.
He made love to every girl in every city in America. And he had
every
AIDS.
Girl.
And when he had those AIDS, Ike went...
Those AIDS. Those AIDS, though.
He really mad because he think she fucked him.
But he had like AIDS as a sack of marbles that you carry with you. Hey, man, you got them AIDS on you? You got any of those AIDS? Hand me some of those AIDS, man. Like they Tic Tacs.
That's so holy. I mean, he made love to every girl in every city in America, and he had AIDS. And when he had those AIDS, I...
Talking to a gay man, by the way.
Had those AIDS.
Talking to a gay man right now. You think?
Riley Cooper did such a great job in this interview.
You think Riley Cooper? You think Edison?
Edison Cooper? Yeah.
Riley Cooper. I wouldn't watch the Riley Cooper show. He's like, you know, I agree with you.
Magic and them Jews.
Riley Cooper 360 would be so good. You know, I agree with you. Actually, that's a good point about Magic. And I'd also like to offer that if he's listening to the show right now, I will fight any nigga in here. We'll be right back. I'll say it in. This is Riley Cooper 360.
But Anderson Cooper, man, oh, he did a great job on this.
Yeah.
It went to my synagogue.
Anderson Cooper tries to save him, by the way. You can listen to it.
Those AIDS. I went to my synagogue and I prayed for him. I hoped he could live and be well. I didn't criticize him. I could have. Is he an example for children? You know, because he has money, he's able to treat himself. What has he done? Can you tell me? Big Magic Johnson, what has he done?
Big Magic Johnson.
Big Magic.
Is he talking about the penis that he thinks fuck Bestiano?
Big Black Magic Johnson.
That big black monkey.
Huge, knobby, curved to the left Magic Johnson.
Smiling while you're penetrating. High-fiving.
Huge.
Magic Johnson, you.
Well-endowed, long, hanging with big balls Magic Johnson.
You probably on the Mandingo circuit. Smiling while you're Mandingoing.
Huge, unkempt Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson, you.
Well, yes, he's a business person.
He's got AIDS.
That's the best part. That's the best part, dog.
Damn it, man. Damn it.
He's got AIDS. Because he tried to save him. What has he done? Well, he's got businesses. He's got AIDS.
See himself. What has he done? Can you tell me? Big Magic Johnson. What has he done?
Well, yes, he's a business person.
He's got AIDS. Did he do any business? Did he help anybody in South L.A.?
Well, I think he has HIV. He doesn't actually have full-blown AIDS. But.
Well, what kind of a guy goes to every city, has sex with every girl, then he catches HIV?
He killed me the shit out of that. Them facts. But y'all don't need no facts, nigga. I'm making this point.
He said, what kind of dude goes to every city? Damn it, man. Imagine you came to Charlotte and you fucked Karen and you fucked Turquoise.
All the girls.
I'm so mad at you.
Leave some for us, Magic. You greedy son of a bitch.
Damn it, man.
Is that someone we want to respect?
Keep in mind, this is coming from a guy who got caught being racist. Is that someone we want to respect?
He made people homeless, dog.
Over my racism where I kicked people out of my houses systematically and said they stink because they were black. And lazy because they were Mexican. Do we want to respect someone with AIDS, though? Come on.
And tell our kids about? I think he should be ashamed of himself. I think he should go into the background. But what does he do for the black people? Doesn't do anything. I'm just telling you. He does nothing. It's all talk.
So forget the drugs, forget what? Forget the HIV awareness, forget the businesses that he put in inner city communities.
Jobs, or he actually pays people well.
Yeah, forget that. Okay.
So are we talking about magic or are we talking about this apology though, bro? Cause I'm here for the apology.
Yeah, are you this is you being sorry?
So are you saying that African Americans don't contribute to African American communities as much as Jewish
There's
people?
There's no African American. Never mind.
None of y'all.
Nigga, what was he gonna say?
None of you niggas.
Who wants to know how much would you pay Anderson Cooper to go? No, keep going. No, just go ahead.
None of you niggas.
Yeah. There's no African. What could he have possibly got to in his brain that made his brain say stop? Because his brain is not like our brains. Our brains would have said stop a minute and 17 seconds ago. We would have said stop.
He was about to crack the code, saw the matrix. He was about to free everybody's mind right then with that statement.
There is no African. You know what? Never mind.
Man, he was about to drop a jewel. He was about to drop a jewel.
I'm sorry. You know, they all want to play golf with me. Everybody wants to be with me. I just don't think he is a good example for the children of Los Angeles. That he would go and do what he did and then get AIDS. I mean,
he got it on purpose.
Yeah, like he went out on Craigslist. It was like, which one of these bitches can I get AIDS from tonight? Because I got to have it. I want this in my life. I want AIDS and nothing but AIDS. I want nothing but the best for me. If I'm going to catch a disease, it has to be AIDS. I'm sorry. HIV for me. I'm sorry. Y'all can say what you want, but if I can't get HIV, I ain't fucking with you.
Like, he went on Amazon.com and ordered some AIDS, dog. When he went out and got them AIDS. Now, why would you order the AIDS?
He looked and said, this bitch don't have an Amazon Prime account. Yeah. I can't order her. I gotta order me a bitch with Amazon Prime.
Excuse me, you look like, I see on your brochure you have herpes and gonorrhea. I didn't see anything about AIDS. You got any AIDS?
That he would go and do what he did and then get AIDS. I mean, come on. What is he?
Like, he ordered that as a side to his meal. I see you have the potatoes and the tater tots and fries. Can I replace that with AIDS? Is there an upcharge on that?
You think he told Cookie he was going out to get something to eat? And she said, well, where you going, baby? He was like, well, I'm going to this restaurant. Well, you can't get what I get.
Yeah. I'm going to get a side salad, but I'm also going
to
get AIDS.
My main course is about to be HIV.
Yeah.
And only the wealthy, only the top of the cream of the crop, only the best can order that.
Can you actually put some AIDS on this salad? I want extra AIDS. Yeah, the AIDS dressing is it's a little light.
He works with the Dodgers.
Oh, he's got a business. Do you
know what I do? He said it works.
I spend millions on giving away.
Turk said he worked with them. Like, why does he work with the Dodgers? I was like,
co-owns the Dodgers.
I was like, well, what you mean? She was like, well, he said he worked with them. I was like, you're all right. He's saying it like he the goddamn bat boy.
First of all,
Like he's a manager.
Shout out to everybody that simply takes a racist word for it. You know how many people I saw posting pictures of quotes from this interview on Facebook? Well, he got a point. He's a fucking racist. You know who else got a point? My dick. I don't listen to it all the time. Everything got a point. You fucking stupid.
He's sick of all the team, man.
God damn. Some people are dumb as shit. Scissors have a point. Don't make them smart.
Did you run with them?
Right. Idiots.
And helping minorities. Does he do that?
I think he gave the players houses.
Yeah.
He gave them cars.
Food.
Some of them citizenships.
Women.
You know what I mean? He's doing about the same you're doing, sir.
Well, that's just the players. Not to mention he's done shit for charity. HIV awareness, obviously.
You're talking about those things. I was just mainly talking about him just giving them houses and cars, that sort of thing. As an owner.
In exchange for that, he gave them AIDS. So that's not true. You know. Gotta take the good with the bad.
One problem I have. Jews, when they get successful, they will help their people. And some of the African Americans, maybe I'll get in trouble again, they don't want to help anybody.
You think Donald Stern, right then when he was like, this nigga say something about the Jews, it's going to be on.
You mean David Stern?
David Stern, yeah. You think he said that when he was like, what?
First of all, has anyone successfully finished a sentence that started with the Jews?
The Jews.
In TV talk show history?
You think Stern was like, wait.
Well, yeah. Adam Silver is the man now.
Right, but do you think Stern was like, hold on. I'm going to make, like, you think he was about to call Adam though?
Probably.
Like, right then he reached for his phone and was like,
now, wait a goddamn minute, Donald. Now you're taking it too far.
Yeah, like, the
Jews.
Talk
about those Negroes all you want. I'll let you get away with that for 20 years.
The Jews?
With the Jews?
he picked up that phone, man. He called Adam. I don't think Silver called him, but I do think he called Adam and was like, what's your plan? He was like, I'm going to have to get back to you right now. I'm on the phone with the owners. I'll get back to you.
Speaking of innocent men, Aaron Hernandez has been indicted of two more deaths.
Free my bro, Heyron.
And it's the same deaths they tried to pin him on last year with the two men that got shot apparently in Boston going to a Boston nightclub. So it's old shit, but the indictment is new.
It's crazy, man. They doing shit to him. They trying to do him like they would do me. Get as many charges as possible so you have to then plea down to one charge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, the good news is, I mean, that's someone they think is a murderer. But, you know, he was allowed to be in the NFL locker room 6 days after this alleged murder took place. He was actually practicing for the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. But you just now trying to... When was those murders? 2010?
Yeah.
I mean, not to 2012 when they said it was.
I guess. But just keep in mind, that's murder, right?
Yeah.
Wes Welker apparently was gambling at the Kentucky Derby, won $57,000. Turns out that it was wrong. They miscalculated the amount and gave him too much. $14,000 too much. So they wanted to give it back.
Hell no.
But I know they said when he won, he was so fortunate, he was giving people $100 bills just for being there.
About $14,000 worth?
So if I was him, I'd be like, fuck you. That's your mistake. I'm not paying you shit.
I wouldn't give it back.
I didn't know you fucked up. And it's like when you give somebody too much change at the register. That's
yep.
on you.
Yep. It's at their discretion at that point.
But keep in mind, NFL player, gambler. He's a gambler. Darren Sharper will not be charged in Miami. So that's some good news for him. there's insufficient evidence, Justin.
But Florida State, how does Florida State losing? Like this is the one time Florida could get it right.
What does it take? Like, at this point, I'm waiting on Jameis Winston to come out the closet as a rapist. Like, I've been raping people, but it's in Florida, so it don't count.
I mean, I'm just saying, if I do some shit, I'm planning to do it in Florida. That's all right. I'm saying.
Right.
I'm not making any other plans other to do
you
shit
might
in Florida.
Get away with it there.
I got an 80% chance of getting away with
they
it.
They say it's insufficient evidence to file charges against Florida against former NFL safety Darren Sharper in the alleged sex assault case. Miami Beach policewoman Vivian Thayer said Friday that the investigation found no corroborating witnesses, inconsistent statements by the accuser, and no physical evidence. A woman told police September 27 she became highly intoxicated while visiting Sharper's condo and awoke to find him sexually assaulting her. She didn't report it until January after seeing Sharper on TV regarding a similar assault case in Los Angeles. Sharper also is being investigated for alleged sexual assaults in Louisiana, Arizona, and Nevada. Sharper has denied the allegations.
He got like 9 charges. Florida, you can't just go ahead and just fuck it. We're gonna roll with it anyway.
Yep. He actually once spoke out for women at one point in a 2010 book called NFL Dads Dedicated to Their Daughters. It was compiled to promote thoughtful discussions about making the world a safer place for all women.
Is this an if I did it?
I wish I could make this up.
Is this an if I did it?
This is one of those times where it's like, I wish I was clever enough to have made this up.
If I did it, I would write a book called Protect Your Daughters.
Protect Your Daughters from me. On page 90, he wrote, my daughter made...
This is dedicated to all the beautiful women out there in the world, especially the ones that I drugged. I'm thinking about you, girl. Are you on my mind right now?
Protect your daughters by not letting them come to my house. He says, my daughter makes me mindful of how women are treated, undervalued, and exploited. He instructed men to deal with women respectfully, honorably, and...
Man, this has to be like prison code where you say one message, but you send it another. And they got like instructions on where to drop off the date rape drug.
Man,
I'll
keep looking at the title. I keep looking at the URL for the site, expecting it to change from New York Times to something else. But this is the New York Times, man. Like, he really did this. Dude.
This nigga.
He's like, that's why I drug my rapes. They don't need to be going through all this, guys. Sure, I'm a charged of assaulting 9 women in California, Arizona, Nevada, Louisiana, and Florida. But they don't got enough evidence in Florida. Why? Because I know how to treat a woman.
Make the world a safer place for predators. That's what it should say.
Good grief.
This nigga right here. He wrote a book, man. Now, you know how sick that is, man. To, on one hand, like, does he get his inspiration from the rapes? Like, after a rape, he was like, I got these chapters I just got to type out right now. Let me get to the computer. You know what I'm saying? He just write about 3-4 chapters. He has to be sick, man.
That's the worst shit ever, dog. So, rapist. Put that down. Just keeping a note of these. NFL player, rapist. Greg Hardy, a man who I may have defended well on a basketball court. Apparently, he's not so defensible in the middle of the night.
Do you have the tape?
Oh, I got the tape.
Shit now. Woo! You got the shit.
Woo! He called 911 early in the morning. From his apartment that he shares with his girlfriend that he just started dating in September 2013. So it hadn't.
She's an ex of who?
She's an ex of she is an ex of a man who's been causing a lot of problems. For a lot of people, apparently.
Ooh, it's getting hot in here.
Like, country grammar must be working on these ladies.
Boy, they love a man from the South, don't they?
Help them take him to the, suite. Take him back to the suite. You might recognize a man from this tune. If I can get it for
yo,
you.
This is for my nigga, DJ 618. Oh,
what's up, man?
Club Casino. We up. East Bay, nigga.
Face. I need a tip drill. I need a tip drill.
I said it must be your ass, cause it
that at your face.
I need a tip drill. I need a tip drill. If you see a tip drill, point it out.
Where she at?
Point it out.
Where she at?
Point it out.
Now she goes.
If you see a tip drill, point it out.
Where she at?
Point it out.
Where she at?
Point it out.
Now she goes.
Throwing money in the air like we don't give a fuck. Looking for a
tip drill.
I mean a
tip drill.
We throwing money in the air like we don't give a fuck. We looking for a
tip drill.
I mean a
tip drill.
Now mama girl, you got a friend that don't mind joining in. I'm a
tip drill.
Cause I'm a
tip drill.
Now mama girl, you got a friend that don't mind joining in. I'm a
tip drill.
Cause I'm a
tip drill.
You know, might know him from this.
Hot shit. I'm going down now, baby. Your street in a Range Rover.
Street sweeper, baby.
Back and let it go. Shimmy, shimmy, go, go, pop. Listen to me loud.
Light it up and take a puff. Listen to me now.
Charlotte too, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, is one of the co-owners of the Bobcats.
Mm-hmm. Be at all the games.
Yeah. Sometimes he'd be stomping in his Air Force Ones. But here's the call from Greg Hardy, who apparently found out his ex used to date Nelly, and it caused him to flip the fuck out like Floyd Mayweather.
This nigga, I was like, is he insecure?
Sound? I don't know.
Is he light skinned?
She wants to call me right now. She's seen her face twice. She won't get out. We're trying to get out of my house. She keeps running back in every time. My neighbor's outside. She's witnessed everything.
Yeah, he is breathing so hard. Tell they've been fighting.
Isn't he, though?
They have been fighting so hard. He breathing hard. Like, this is what happens when you yell at somebody at 4 in the morning and you just are tired.
She got to get out of my house. She running it out. The neighbors witness everything. Oh my God. This is worse than playing against.
He get better post game than after the game. He sound better.
This is worse than playing against Richie Incognito.
What's the address?
Why? Who is this 911 operator?
Sounds so interested.
What's the address? He sound like this nigga calls all the time. This nigga again. What's the address? Is it still the same?
You should have read it out to him.
Sorry. Keep away from me, please. My assistant's trying to retain her. She's trying to break free and hit me with her heel now. I'm literally running around the table right now. She's trying to hit me with a shoe.
What's your phone number?
He said, I'm running around the table right now. She's trying to hit me with a shoe.
Here's the thing, man.
By the way, I give him all the props. All the props for not hitting this lady. I know it's easy to clown a dude for running from a woman, but nigga, if he would have hit her,
well,
it would be totally different.
I was going to wait to talk about that till I thought you were going to play the tape, but they say he was body slamming her and whooped her ass.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's keep going.
But I was going to say, what I was going to say is props to him for calling first.
Oh, that's smart too.
That's what I thought she was going to say.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, if you're going to set somebody up, if you're going to set her up.
Because I don't hear her in the background.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I know, like...
He probably already knocked her out. Then he called, and he was like, I'm running right now. I'm on the ground. Oh, my God, she beat me with the shoe right now. What do I do?
Because, Rod, you've heard and seen a million situations. You ever seen one of these calls, and you only hear one person voice the entire time?
Especially when they say the other person's trying to fight them.
Right. There's always two voices, and you hear her running around. You hear shit like that.
Yeah.
Hear him whispering to the assistant, keep away from me.
Yeah, good point.
Shit, she broke some glass, man. Oh, fuck.
Where the glass at?
Fuck. She tried to hit me with another shoe. I'm behind the bar. I'm not touching her. My manager's retaining her.
So what, he's saying he not touching her?
Yep. I'm not touching her. I'm behind the bar.
But she got beat up, though, right?
They saying she got, like, this.
Because what I read was he had a domestic violence incident.
It's two calls.
Okay, all right.
His is first.
Okay.
Cool. There is another call from the...
From the woman.
From the place he stays. I think he stays in, like, one of those hotels.
Uh-huh.
That, like, they have a doorman and things like that.
Well, let me play this and see if this call is on here, too. Because I don't know.
Still trying to get me.
She's outside of the apartment right now.
No, she won't let me close the door, and I can't touch her to get her out. She's literally kicking and scratching. My manager's retaining her. She's hitting shots. She's throwing the door in the heel. I have one of her heels right now. She's trying to hit me once. She's hitting me in the face twice. And I'm trying to stay away from her. Please send somebody to help me. So my manager.
Okay. Do you need medic? Do you need medic?
Don't let her go.
Do you need medic?
I don't need a medic. She's hitting me in the face. I'm fine. I'm not bleeding or anything. It's a little swollen, but I'm fine. You shouldn't have hit me. First time you heard something right there.
Yeah, I heard something right there.
First time.
That's probably her waking up. Where am I? What happened?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. She refused to leave. She told me to break her arm when I asked her to leave. Hello?
She said break her arm.
She just happened to have a broken arm when she showed up at the hospital, too.
Now, the reason I brought up Nelly is because I feel like he has some insight into her character.
Mm-hmm.
Being someone that apparently dates athletes and celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
What Greg should have did instead of being mad, reportedly, is maybe called Nelly and got some advice.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, how did you deal with him? I just need to know.
Mm.
That's all I'm saying.
To me it sounded like it wasn't, he didn't have a problem dealing with her. They got along well. Then he saw that picture of Nelly and lost his goddamn mind.
Right.
Like, it sounded to me like he beat her, called 911, and was like, she tripping, y'all. Y'all should get here quick. She chasing me around. Oh, she hit me with a shoe. Oh, she hit me with a heel again. Do you need a medic? Of course not. I mean, nah.
I never heard a thump, nothing hit his head, nothing.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this. I feel like he the one with the problem with Nelly. She probably ain't never have a problem with him.
He needed some help.
Okay.
So what should I do? Should I leave or what should I do? Where are you at now? I'm inside the apartment trying to get out. She's literally blocking. Like, she's at the door, won't leave. We've been trying to get away for an hour. I've asked her to leave 1,000 times and she hit me in the face twice. I'm trying to walk around her. I can't walk through my kitchen. There's glass. She broke glass.
You
ain't
got shoes on?
Have there been any drug usage?
Wait, what did he say?
He asked, has there been any drug usage? Oh,
okay. I've asked her to leave 1,000 times and she hit me in the face twice. I'm trying to walk around her. I can't walk through my kitchen. There's glass. She broke glass.
Okay. Has there been any drug usage?
I think she's on coke or something.
Well, that lets you know right there. Guess the race.
Coke? Really? Coke, bro. You could at least say it, man.
By the way, this is one of the reasons I can never see me dating a white woman if I got rich. Even if I was broke. Because it doesn't, like, this the only way you can call 911. Like, you can't, like, she go crazy, you gotta call 911. Why? Because people care about white women. You call the police on a black woman, they'll just be like, we'll get there whenever we want. She can call the cops. We'll get there in an hour or two. Hang up the phone. But when it's a white woman, they be like, is there any drug use? I think she's on coke. Okay, well, you know, just have her calm down. Like, what about me? She beat me, nigga.
But he said coke.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Why is there coke in your house, Hardy? Greg Hardy?
Nah, he didn't say he got it in his house. He said he thinks she's on it.
Right.
If
she lives with him.
She must have got it herself. How do you know?
Well, why coke? Why would you assume coke?
He just thinks she's on it.
Right.
Coincidence.
Right.
Okay. He's Wikipedia some of the symptoms.
You know what would have been perfect is if in the background you'd have heard, honey, would you like some juice, honey? Are you okay?
Honey, would you want some juice, honey?
That would have been perfect.
Nah, it would have been perfect. She would be like, I ain't on no coke. Put the who you on the phone with.
I don't know. She's been drinking. I don't know what she's on, man.
Is she at Amazon?
She's out of it, my man, and she will not stop coming at me, bro. Oh,
what?
Were there any weapons involved? Any other weapons involved?
Come again?
Any other weapons involved?
There's no other witnesses.
He said weapons. He said witnesses. He covering the tracks. There's no other witnesses. No, don't call nobody else. It's just me.
Any other weapons?
Oh, shit. Am I bleeding? Fuck, I'm bleeding, man. Fuck.
Are there any other weapons involved?
Yes, my manager's standing right here trying to keep her away from me.
No, weapons.
No, this is me and him here, and she came in. They let her up. She's been in there.
He's still answering witnesses, and a dude is saying weapons.
What is the film room like with him? Craig, you gotta just right here. You gotta break this block. So you saying what?
No. It's Greg. You gotta be careful. Offense, they have a lot of weapons. Nah, it's just me. I don't see any witnesses. No, I said they have a lot of weapons on offense. You got to watch out for the passing game. Yeah, well, I mean, nobody else around to see it. Then I mean, it's just gonna be us in the room. We watching it together.
What? Sir, does she have any other weapons, such as a gun or a knife?
No, she's swinging her fist and her heels. I have one of her heels now. Her other heel's on the ground. She doesn't have a heel right now, and that's all she's swinging at me. My manager's trying to detain her. He's not hurting or anything. He's trying to keep away from her.
Okay, you said that you were trying to leave the property.
Come again?
You said...
She's fighting my manager right now, trying to get me.
Okay, well, we'll have
a... Yeah, she's trying to come in, bro. Don't do it, bro.
We have a... There was just got real. There to be dispatched, okay?
Thank you, please.
Thank you.
Please, sir.
Now, the thing is, she has dropped her domestic violence charges. And by dropped, I mean she didn't show up to court. And her lawyer dropped the charges. So I don't know what happened to make it go away, but apparently it's gone away already.
You don't know what happened, Rod?
You
don't want to... I get it. You don't want to sell her character. You don't want to speculate. You know, paint the picture of the, you know, groupie girlfriend. You know, in it for the cash. I respect that.
Well, not just that, but, you know, if I see this nigga on the streets, very likely scenario, it's not going to be me talking shit about him.
You ain't
even got to check him. This you, talking shit about somebody you ain't got to check again.
Man, Greg, listen. You're right. This is not right, but Greg, listen.
There's another one.
Shortest 911 Mullins, you need police, fire, medic. Hey, how you doing today?
By the way, you can tell this nigga ain't got. You can tell this dude is not involved in the fight because he too calm. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, bro? Shit, just hanging, just getting it like I'm getting slanging and banging. Yeah, dog. What's the weather like? Oh man, it's cold over here. It's raining a little bit. Somebody getting their ass beat upstairs.
But is she an Amazon? Like, how big is she that nobody can contain her? And she can walk on the glass, but Greg can't.
Nobody can stop a coked up white woman. Everybody knows this.
911 Mullins, you need police, fire, medic.
Hey, how you doing today? I need police to...
Okay, what's going on?
If we get the police here, we can talk to you about it when you get here.
Domestic violence. You hear that bullshit? He's being harassed, man. Some girl's getting harassed.
Oh, by the way, his woman took this call over so fast, and I bet money. I, as a man with a woman, she made him call, and he was like, why don't you just call? No, you need to call. Well, you don't want to help people that's in trouble. You just going to let this woman get her ass beat? You should go upstairs.
What, girl, just because he signed one of your footballs? Just because you play ball with him at the Y?
Baby, Greg Hardy is 345 pounds of muscle. I'm not going upstairs. What at least you can do is call. Fine, I will call 911. Damn.
I mean, I go call him in his face. What, you don't want to call?
Nah, she won't say that. You do this. You do this move. Do you want to talk to him? No, I don't want to talk to him. All right, then. I'll talk to him. Damn. Yeah, man. What's up, man? How you doing? Listen, there's some kind of domestic violence going on outside.
Nope.
It is an ass whooping going on outside.
He said we can talk about it when the police get here.
I'm just saying, like, whatever you want to say, it don't matter. she going to take over the call.
But that's how you know it's somebody who Greg Hardy done signed an autograph or something for. Cause he was like, I don't want to say. Like, I know who it's about.
Right.
I know this dude. I'm not trying to call.
I'm just saying.
And I appreciate that dude.
I'm just saying.
Cause if it was me, if I was Greg, I would want somebody to somewhat have my back like that.
Listen, all I'm saying is this. Forget whatever his motivation is. He ain't want to call.
Yeah, he did.
She wanted to call. She made it sound like it was his idea. Then she got this nigga on the phone and she started talking. Like, what? I'm on my phone. It's not speakerphone.
That's somebody who's married versus somebody who has a girlfriend.
Karen will do this. Can you call the shop and tell them see if my car's ready or whatever? I'm like, well, they're going to call us. We can just wait. Well, can you really just call the shop real quick? Well, I mean, they say they're going to call us when they get off. Can you just please call the shop? Fine, I'll call the shop. Do you want to talk to him? No, just call the shop. All right, fine. Yeah, man, I was calling about a Acura Legend that is it's a 92. What? I thought I was talking. Yeah, you said the pump was broke. I'm like, god damn, you should have called
upstairs. And
I just want to go back to the part where she took
over. Hold on. If we get the police here, we can talk to him about it when he get here.
Domestic violence.
Did you hear that bullshit?
She took over. And by the way, I am here for it. I love her. Like this is what you need in your life sometimes. Like, there's been times where I'll be in a situation and it be the woman that makes it, you know, that brings it up and you be like, well, shit, I wasn't gonna say it, but yeah. Yeah,
you heard her.
You heard her. Domestic violence, and it is some bullshit. Hurry up and get down here.
Domestic violence. You hear that bullshit? You see her ass in there. Some girl's getting her ass beat upstairs, and I heard it, and I seen it.
She heard it. And
she is beating her ass right the fuck now. So get here now.
Okay, what?
I was in the apartment. He's beating her ass.
Okay, are they married?
No, sir.
She need medical attention because I already got officers on the way.
You better come because who the fuck knows?
She is tired of Greg shit. They've been making noise all night. When they go to their parties, they always get coked up. And she done paid too much for this rent to be staying over here by these niggas.
But that explains a lot too why Greg was able to make the first call.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I told you he made the first call. Smart, you know, he got in before anybody else could.
Yep.
And that's cause the other dude spent so long resisting calling.
Come on, baby. You know, this is Greg. We go to his parties. He gonna know
it's us. I don't
want to
get involved.
These calls are public. You know, they gonna put our shit out there. They gonna tell everybody that we called.
That's day business.
And she was being ignorant. Like, I don't even care. What's he gonna do? Beat your ass just cause he's 6'8", 375 pounds and can bench press a truck. Now you scared of him. You ain't no man. You like, listen, baby, I just don't want no problems. Maybe we can call anonymously.
We all in the same building.
I mean, can we just tell them to come down here? That way we don't have to be on the news. Oh, so you scared to be on the news when a woman is up there getting her ass beat? You're like, oh, God, I'll call.
She probably called, dialed the numbers. Here go the phone.
I already called them. Say hello.
She is great. I guess her race. Let's guess her race.
Oh, she black. Nigga, you know she black. She is black and she writes for the Huffington Post. She gonna put a think piece online already. She is on Twitter and goes by like something with feminist.
Sharkeesha.
It's like feminist. La Feminista or something like that. Like, she goes by something.
La Feminista with boobs.
Yeah, Feminisha. Feminisha.
She's saying she was in the front room and he was in the back room.
I heard it all for the last half hour.
Ma'am, let him speak, okay? What it is.
First of all, is this a different voice? Because nope. That don't sound like the first dude that was talking. Do it.
He's a white man.
Ma'am, let him speak.
He's not used to a woman over talking to
him. He's definitely not used to a black woman. First of all, that's a get your ass cussed out. She talking about domestic violence, you gonna cut off? Ma'am, let her speak. Ma'am, bitch, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Hey, wait, before you go any further, how much money you think she stopped talking? Or you think she still spoke up again?
She spoke up again. You can't tell her to shut up. That is the wrong time to say that. That's not how you say that.
Oh, man. I know she had to
Plus,
say
you
something.
Know it was a white man that said shut up. Because that didn't sound like that first brother. That first brother sounded like he was asleep. 911, what's your mercy?
Like, fuck.
Yeah, we got a problem down here. We can send some police. What seems to be the problem? Man, we can talk about it when we get here. All right, then, cool.
I'm trying to take a nap.
Turning on for the last half hour.
Ma'am, let him speak, okay?
What it is, when she first, stated when she came back.
Dude, in. The look she gave her man
you when let that talk dude to me said like that? That,
had like she wanted him to be like, hey, man, you can't be talking to my woman. I know it's a matter of life and death upstairs. And every second matters, but you can't be talking to my woman like this. You're going to get me in trouble.
You going to let her talk to me like that?
What it is, when she first stated when she came down here, that she was in the front room, and the guy...
He's beating her ass.
He need to get to finish the sentence. She said something else.
You knew she wasn't.
I knew she was gonna say something else.
She was never gonna be quiet. You cannot tell a black woman to shut up. What is wrong with this man? Ma'am, can you be quiet? I can't hear the man.
Finish the conversation, please. You know what I'm saying? So the thing about it is, she stated that, you know what I'm saying, the message violence had to run out, you know what I'm saying, and, cause, anyway, so, she was.
She is looking a hole through his eyes.
Can't even think right now.
He tried to be a man on some, listen, can you let the man speak? And then she looked at him like, nigga, you too? Would you want him to come for us? Cause they could come for us too.
He can't think right now.
2-for-1 trip.
He reaching for a glass of water.
Please. Please don't beat me too, baby. Come on, Feminisha. Please don't do this.
He want to just end the call right now.
You know what I'm saying? So the thing about it is, she stated that, you know, since the message violence had to run out, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on, I want to get to the
speak,
point.
Okay.
Here we go.
And the guy...
He's beating her ass.
Let me finish the conversation, please. You know what I'm saying? So the thing about it is, she stated that, you know, since the message violence had to run out, you know what I'm saying? And because...
He couldn't think straight because she looking at him. She looking at him like, are you serious? Did you just do that?
Anyway, so she was in the front room, and the other girl getting beat up.
She was in the room.
Yes,
she was ran
there.
Out and found somebody else to call.
Her man. She saw it.
You think her man? You think that's her man?
Yeah.
I think she just knocked on a random door. Was like, open up this motherfucking door. I need 911. And now she won't leave. And he don't know what the fuck to do to get her out the house because she seems super aggressive. Like, he ain't gonna hit me, but I ain't gonna stay around to find out either.
That's a good point. Maybe.
We need the police here now. Before this girl gets seriously hurt.
I feel like they together. Cause he sound like a nigga that knows her and is knows to be scared.
I think he's seen her in the complex a time or two. Maybe even tried to holler.
Yeah. Like, they know each other somehow cause he knows enough to shut the fuck up. Like, normally the mistake a lot of people make with women like this is when you don't know them, you start trying to be all demanding and then you get your ass cussed out and then you be like, ooh, I shouldn't have did that. He sound like he's had a few, I shouldn't have did that with her.
Yep.
Cause he knows how to talk to her. Like, even when he pulled that, now hold on, let me talk. That lasted 4 seconds. She started talking again and he was like, okay, baby, you do it better than me. Go ahead. I don't know what I was thinking.
Now.
You're already on the way. And so,
hello?
Yeah, I'm here. The other female is walking out now.
She said, y'all need to be here now. They already on the way. Like, they fussing, like, she fussing at him. they already on the way, baby. I told him. I told him just like you said.
Like I say again, the female that was just talking, first she said she seen the girl getting her ass whooped, getting her ass beat, you know what I'm saying? Well, first she said she heard it. Heard him back there in the back room. Then she stated the fact that she heard it all. So she went from saying that she seen it to she went to saying that
I feel like she walked off and got back involved in the original situation.
Mm-hmm. Hardy said there wasn't no witnesses, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hardy said it wasn't no other
witnesses.
Just me and my manager. Yep. This girl saying she was in the room. This dude even said she was in the house. That's a lie here somewhere, folks.
Yeah, someone lying. Someone lying.
I hate to be the one to find it, though, Greg. Don't blame me.
Yeah.
Blame the person who put these tapes out.
I'm innocent till proven guilty.
You saw what Jay-Z did. He got that person fired for leaking tapes.
Yep.
Even though I know that you can produce all the tapes. It's all public access. But, you know, don't blame me. Blame the person who released these tapes.
She had ran out. You know what I'm saying? It came down here.
The female that was just yelling into the phone, what is her name?
I don't know her name. She just stated her name to you. My first time seeing these girls.
Okay, okay. So it's not her man, but he lying. He seen her before.
Yep.
That's a goddamn lie. And he just don't want to say her name because he don't want to be involved.
Yep.
Because he didn't want to say his name, and he didn't even want to say what the situation.
On. Yep.
Yeah, he lying like shit.
You know what I'm saying? And the one that was talking, she drunk. She could tell she's inebriated.
How you know? You don't
Where's
know.
She at now?
Wait.
How you know she drunk?
Why are you offering up all these? Now she gone. He offering up all this shit.
Slanderous.
She left. He like, hey, she been drinking anyway, man. She looked a little coked up.
Why he opened the door for her?
Yeah.
One of them talking. She drunk. She could tell she's inebriated.
Inebriated.
Where's she at now?
Walk to the front.
All right, we're on the way, okay?
Yeah, Father, well, you should have been on the way.
No, I've entered a second call. The first call, they'll be there in a second, but I went and entered another call for attention. The first call we got.
8 minutes.
Okay, I understand. The first call we got, he called. The male called. Now you've called.
Yeah, she asked me to ask you to call. She asked me to call.
Yeah, the police are already on. They're already there. They're outside, okay?
All right, then. I'm on the way.
Bye-bye. He'll be on his way, too.
He tried to get some basic as much as the end.
You know what, though? That cop had to check himself real quick, mid-sentence. Because he was getting ready to say, you don't rush me. you know, talking about they should have been on the
way. He was about to call him boy.
Yeah, he was about to check
him. You lucky we even coming, boy.
He was about to check him. You can't even control that chick, the random woman you just let in your house make you call somebody. Mm-hmm. What her phone at?
Yeah. You don't even know her name.
She, you know what, though? She's the chick that was with the manager.
Mm.
And left out.
Yeah.
Greg Hardy had the girlfriend. She was with the manager. She left to go get help.
I hope the manager ain't Adam, man.
She left her phone.
I just hope the manager ain't Adam. That's all I'm saying.
You ain't seen him in a while?
I play ball with him Wednesday. I'm just saying. Okay. I hope the manager ain't Adam. He ain't bring this up. That's for sure. Here's another 911 call.
Dean, police, fire, or medic? Hello. No, this is not an emergency. There was an officer in my neighbor.
By the way, who says this is not an emergency when domestic violence is happening?
I think this the one I heard.
But I'll just say it. Hey, buddy, neither here nor there. Some chick's getting knocked the fuck out upstairs. Come if you want. If you don't, that's cool.
Let's say this. Doesn't it sound like all the people in this complex are black? And that is why it's not an emergency.
This dude don't sound black to me.
They seen lots of violence.
Let me see.
In my neighborhood, Reef, R-E-I-T-Z.
This dude's white.
About 5:30 in the morning. And he asked me some questions. And
yeah, this dude's white. Because he sounds like one of those people, hey, bro, how's it going? I don't even see race.
If he talked to the cops, why is he calling back?
Listen, we have a black president, so this is not even my issue.
I think he's black, too.
No way. He sounds white.
Start from the beginning. So do it again. I'm telling you.
What's going on, bro? I'm sorry. Hold on. What if that's how it started? What's going on, guy?
One team, being police, fire, or medic. Hello, no, this is not an emergency. There was an officer in my neighborhood.
This dude is white, okay. Justin.
Yeah, he sound like a young white dude. Yeah.
No, this is not an emergency. There's an officer in my neighborhood already investigating this, but I saw two Negroes. Two blacks. They were engaging in what appeared to be...
I only heard this part, then I changed the channel. I only heard part of it.
Okay.
About 5:30 in the morning, and he asked me some questions, and I did have more information than I gave him. It was involving the domestic violence.
So he lied to the cops. He white. No nigga lied to the cops. Calls back to be like, listen, I lied to you guys, and I want to get this thing straight on the record.
It's 5:30 in the morning, too, dog.
Dog, what?
This happened at 5:30 in the morning.
I guarantee Greg know who this dude is. What if this is Adam using his white voice? He's just talking different.
I did have more than I realized, and if I could talk again to one of the officers, there were 8 out here investigating the incident.
Okay, I can have that sergeant give you a call. Unfortunately,
yes, it was sergeant.
Is already...
I'm sorry, I did not mean to say officer. Sorry.
No, that's fine. Well, that shift has already left for the day. So, what were they? What was? If I could just tell.
Man, he better hope Greg don't hit his shit. Oh man.
And just he promised me my name would be involved. I'm seriously afraid of my neighbor. I mean, he's a huge guy. He's 6'4".
Yep, he white. He's white. Cause I'm seriously afraid of my neighbor. He's a big black.
I hope he shares something with her.
He's an urban gentleman.
I hope he shares something with her.
Oh, this is the greatest thing ever.
And 290 pounds.
Okay.
He knows his stat. Listen, he's 250. 290 pounds. 6'4". He can run a 4.3540, and he can bench press 400 pounds 7 times. please don't tell him I said this.
And 290 pounds.
Okay.
But it was Sergeant.
Hang on.
But there were like 8 guys out here outside my door because the neighbor is right next door to me. And he's right, I was kind of afraid to say anything. And I also didn't think it meant that much, but she was moving furniture or something at like 4 a.m. in the morning or something. And
yeah, what if he thinks he... Yo, what if this is a setup and this is really Matt Ryan? I'm tired of getting sacked by this nigga.
Hey, he woke up from the moving of the furniture. I think
at
they were moving
in the morning,
furniture. And he woke up.
Yeah.
From it.
You know how you move furniture and it sounds like, oh, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Oh, I accidentally dropped that vase.
I will fucking murder you.
You think it
couch?
Was, you think it was when the couch accidentally slid up against the wall? It's a body print on the other side, on Greg Carter's side.
This I asked you to have my dinner hot when I came home, sofa. Now you gonna pay.
We could have went to the diner right behind the Uptown Cabaret, but now you got me in here eating cold food.
Take this kitchen table, you stupid bitch.
And then I realized that might have been the incident, and so I called her, and she said, no, we were not moving furniture or throwing things on the floor, and I didn't realize that. I honestly...
I'm sorry, well...
I did not realize that was the incident, because Sergeant Reese asked me how I could sleep through that, and I heard something, and I thought that was weird, and so I called her just now and asked her if she and her husband had been moving furniture for 4:30.
Okay, we'll have that sergeant give you a call, okay?
Okay, but... So it's not going to be until he comes back on shift, right?
No, it would be, unless that's what you want. I mean, it looks like the numbers are still open. I don't know why they're still open, but it'll be the first shift sergeant giving you a call, whoever's
great,
working.
I just like to get it stated and move on because, okay, thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
I think, is everybody in that building high?
Everyone sounds high and drunk.
Nah, he was like, he went from, I don't want to be, okay, great, thanks. Yeah, great, wonderful. Yeah, he's going to call me now.
Listen, he's a huge guy. He's 6'4", 290 pounds. I'm smoking a bag of hashish right now, bro.
He says he called to see if she was moving furniture, and she said no. Now I think I should call back.
He called her. Hey, you've been, I was just thinking, when the police came by my house last night and asked me if you was getting your ass beat, and I said I didn't know, was you getting your ass beat? Because I thought maybe you were moving furniture. And then she is talking to Cole because he was right there. Like, well, we weren't moving furniture at 4 in the morning. So are you saying you were getting your ass beat or no? I'm saying no furniture's been moved.
On purpose?
By us? Okay, so you're like, there wasn't a couch, you guys weren't throwing plates against the floor. Things hit the floor. things were being thrown. A person is a thing to a lot of people.
You know what else I think he realized at the end of that call? I'm white. Why am I afraid of this big, yeah. this big man?
Like, I will tell you this much. If I call the cops, I would put on a fake voice. Now that I've heard these calls, there's no way I'm calling my regular voice. I'm calling, like, even if I'm not a stoner, I'm doing that. Hey, bro. Check me out, buddy.
Hello, 911.
What's going on, guy?
Do you need fire, medic, or police?
I think I need a little bit of THC, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, please hold, please hold, please hold.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, I'm back. I'm back. Hello, okay. How can I help you?
I talked to the police earlier. They might know who I am. And
you talked to them when?
Earlier this morning. Don't use my name, please.
Is this Ernie from Bert and Ernie?
Hold on. Listen, nigga. Listen, buddy. This is just a friend, and I may have misrepresented myself to the cops when I said I didn't see anything. There was some very big black gentleman outside of my house.
Are you in danger?
I could be if you tell anyone my name. Please tell the police.
So I called. Where your name, Brian Edwards, came sir, up on call
sir,
ID.
Sir.
Is this Brian?
No, this is not. This is a anonymous gentleman. Please.
Okay.
I'm a white man that smokes a lot of hashish.
Okay, Brian. I can
pop pills on the weekends.
All right, Mr. Edwards.
Like, cause you know, if I'm fucking Greg Hardy, I'm listening to all these calls. Like, that's John. Call John right now.
This nigga John.
Look,
John can hear him in his room.
Like, you know, he is walking to his apartment past these little ass people. Like, dog, did you really let some bitch knock on your door and call the cops on me?
No.
Man, I didn't know it was you, Greg.
Listen to Rod. He at home listening to this tape, and he say, "That's that nigga John calling the police." And John is in his house
downstairs
and heard that shit. Like, oh shit, he knows.
Oh god.
Oh god, he knows. Oh,
he's a big gentleman, about 240 pounds.
That nigga John called him. You hear something hit against the wall?
Yeah.
John jumps.
I don't want to have to come downstairs, but I will.
Next thing you know, John, don't be alright.
Start talking into the air conditioning vents.
Next thing you know, that's what John hearing at the door.
John staying in a hotel tonight, dog.
John cuts the TV and lights off like ain't nobody home. He don't even go to the peephole because you know you can see the shadow up under the door. Uh-huh. Greg at the door beat like this.
Open the door, John.
I know you're home. I see your car in the garage.
It's me, the big gentleman. Answer the door, John.
This motherfucker. I can't believe it. Of all the I signed this football. I even fucked his girlfriend for him.
Yeah, when I call now, hello, this is LaQuinta Juanitas.
What, Greg?
Please send the police.
Greg gonna fold up John Carr talking about Hulk smash and beat his car in the garage.
Dog, I'm never calling him my real voice. Y'all are not about to catch me in these streets.
Good luck.
I'm about to be out here. La policia, por favor. ma'am, do you want fire, police, or medic? No.
No speaking in English.
No. No understand.
I want a siren.
Sir, it sounds like you're putting on a fake voice and the phone call says Roderick Morrow. No. No, I understand.
Call ID says this is Roderick's phone number.
No. Felicia, por favor. Felicia. Housekeeping? Fuck that. Y'all niggas are not gonna have me on here tomorrow. She beats me again! I'm dying! Y'all gonna be clowning me.
All that being said, free my nigga Greg Hardy.
Yeah, free Greg. I don't think he did it.
Damn it, though, man.
Wasn't no witnesses, according to him.
No
witnesses. And I believe him. So if I see him.
Not that bitch that was in his house in the front room.
And that drunk ass whore. If I see Greg Hardy in the streets, I'm on your side, brother. Just, I don't want no problems.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Think I'm gonna go to. He show up at the Y. I'm just calling 911 just in case. Hello? Harris YMCA?
He gotta go out the side door and go get the cop and ask him, could he monitor the gym?
Police, yeah. I'm gonna go to the cop with a hoodie over my face.
Listen, man. Just please come inside and watch the game.
Rod, is that you?
Please just come inside. I don't want any problems. He's here.
Yo, you gonna have to go change the monogram and everything for the show now.
Yeah. It's gonna be a blank. It's gonna be pixels over my face.
All the Panthers mad at us.
Oh,
Greg can be mad at you. Steve mad at me.
Man.
Damn it, man.
Hey, he don't got to worry about me, but he need to worry about Adam. Adam probably going to tell everybody.
Yup.
Man, you won't believe what happened with Greg. Andre Johnson got asked a very poignant question about being a Houston Texan. And he said he been thinking about not being a Houston Texan no more. But he's stuck in his contract, so there's really nowhere he can go.
For how long?
But he's 32 years old.
Oh, shit.
I think he's got 2 more years on his contract.
Could he retire, sit out for like 2 months, and then come back with a different team?
I don't know how that works. But he need to be thinking of something. Because these niggas suck.
I mean, they did get some help on defense. I mean, he always needs. Oh, right. He plays offense.
Offense, yeah. Yeah. But they did get David Carr's little brother, I think. Oh, no. Did they not get a quarterback at all?
Are they the ones that got? I thought somebody else got David Carr, little brother.
You're right. Oakland did. I don't know who they got. Well, I'll be damned. I don't know.
Even Oakland got rid of their quarterback and got a new one. They got rid of Pryor and got a new one.
Damn. Yeah. So, yeah, he's sad. He's sad. Johnny Manziel, when he was getting drafted, texted the Browns that he wants to wreck the league. And he texted for them to hurry up and pick him. And the Browns actually did it, which he said, I wish you guys would hurry, come get me. Hurry up and draft me because I want to wreck this league together. And it worked on the Browns.
But that contradicts what the Browns doing now. Mm-hmm. With them not, you know, the press can't come interview him. He going to be on the bench.
Well, the owner, I guess, got the text. And then.
Damn it, man. I'm reading the rest of that below.
Like. Yeah. According to ESPN, Darryl Logans, who's the Browns quarterback coach, said he got the text from Manziel, forwarded it to the owner, and then the owner said, pull the trigger, we're trading up to get this guy. See, this is why y'all suck. Y'all know Teddy Bridgewater was number one on y'all draft board. Y'all paid $100,000 or $1 million or some crazy amount to do a study to find who the best quarterback in the draft was. It was Teddy Bridgewater. This dude texts you and you move up in the draft to get him? Disgusting.
How did he even get their phone number?
I mean, I think they trade numbers and shit before. It's not like college. Like, you can text anybody you want to as a pro. So, you know, they get a lot of people's phone numbers. But he knew who to text. He knew that shit wouldn't work with a good team. They were like, nigga, what? You desperate motherfucker. We was going to pick you. But not now. These niggas, man. Anyway.
Oh, Cleveland.
Man, did you watch the draft at all?
Yep. I watched to see who went number one.
And that was it.
Yep.
Hey, man, let me tell you, you missed a hell of a show. They showed Johnny Manziel's face 3,000 times.
Oh, I seen the highlights of that.
I was laughing so hard at him drinking that water, looking at his phone, trying to act like he was doing other shit. He was doing anything. He was just looking like, don't look at the camera.
It actually made me not like him. Cause they showed his face too when his other teammates got drafted.
Yeah.
He should have been up congratulating them as well.
His whole thing was just like, don't look at the camera. 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 Drink your water. Sip water. Sip it close. Okay. Clap for someone else. Someone else just got drafted. Yeah.
I was a little disappointed in him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, even though he didn't go number one, he still could have clapped for the number
he
one.
He did. And one nigga, this is what was so funny. One nigga got picked. He applauded him so hard, got up from his table, put his hands on his shoulders, and walked him up to the podium. I was like, nigga, y'all both ain't getting drafted. Sit your ass down.
He wasn't thought he called his name.
He was trying to act like he was. I'm so happy for everyone. Then about six picks later, he was like, man, someone please just draft me. I'll go to the Browns. I don't give a fuck. Please. We're going to wreck this league together, guys. Come on, bros.
Who wants to go to Cleveland?
Nobody. Until you're slipping in the draft. Did you just want to go to anybody? Then,
I'll wait till the second round. That you know what? First round ain't that important to me.
That text was a booty call. You know what I mean? It's 3 a.m. Everybody else sleep. He just sent that booty call to Cleveland.
I'll wait till tomorrow.
Apparently there's some dude named Mitch Williams, who's an MLB network analyst, who had a meltdown at the Ripken baseball youth tournament this past weekend and flipped out on some little kids.
Not in front of the kids.
The Wild Thing is his nickname.
Damn it, Mitch.
He called one child a pussy while ordering one of the We don't even talk about baseball, but this is too good. While ordering one of his own 10-year-old players to hit the opposing pitcher with a beanball.
Now he sounded like he was drunk that morning.
While the video is suspiciously unavailable, they were able to acquire footage from Sunday and another elite game, and the film on the top of this photo shows the interaction between Williams and SJ Titans players. Multiple witnesses report that the interaction consisted of Williams calling the SJ Titans pitcher pussy. Children on the team heard this, and one asked his parent on the ride home what it meant.
Man, they record all these games, man.
The comments sparked a meeting behind home plate, and the SJ Titans coaches, umpires Williams and a handler, one witness said, called him a babysitter, assisted by Ripken's baseball to keep Williams in line after Saturday's ejection. Even in this interaction, you see him being aggressive and argumentative. They have video of it, but you can't make out all the words and shit.
Yep.
But it said,
somebody got tape of him with the words where he's talking shit, mm-hmm. and you can hear it clearly.
They asked some parents shit that he's done, and here's a sampling of what they told him. We hosted a tournament last weekend and two weekends ago, and he was screaming at umpires all weekend. Mitch Williams is trying to get in the head of 10-year-olds. What an unbelievable douchebag Mr. Williams acted like all weekend. He basically was questioning every call, balls and strikes, bitching, whining, etc. He was basically a horse's ass. Well, it really exploded on a very close play. He went off cursing the ump, yelling at a spectator or two or three. Basically, in a nutshell, both days I saw this guy, he acted like an arrogant classist fool, foul-mouthed tool bag, and definitely not someone I'd want coaching my kids. At games all over town and others, he berates teenage and adult umpires. Teenage umpires? Damn! Sir, Leland, just trying to calm home some strikes. You shut the fuck up, pussy boy!
I'm shocked he's not kicked out. Like, they normally don't tolerate that with the kids.
He goes ballistic regularly from the dugout or from the first baseline, and these dopey Philly fans still give him a fist pump when he walks by. 2 years ago, he coached a club team, and there was an altercation between him and another parent, a 9-year-old player, and the club asked him to leave. He took his son off the team along with a few others of his acolytes, and that team was left to play with 8 players that season, taking it out each time through the batting order in every game and a tournament they played in. He can't play on the town team in Medford because he and his family have alienated the 2 coaches and most of the families in his 10-year-old son's grade. He will berate teenage girls on his daughter's teams who he doesn't think are good enough to be on the court with his daughter or those on the opposing team. His wife regularly gets thrown out of games as well. His apology was contrived, and anyone who knows him knows he didn't mean
it. How does he still have a job, even a regular job, as a commentator?
Yeah, it's such a shame when you live in a town where someone famous could use it for such good things, but he garners absolutely no respect from those who know him here in this town. His talented sons are passed over in rec league drafts just so the coaches of the family don't have to deal with the parents.
I was going
to
say, I bet his son will be a douchebag as well, because you're going to pick up the traits of his dad.
Maybe. Some of the times these kids grow up just turned off by sports. Michael Sam is getting a lot of flack because he's going to have a documentary slash, well, I think it's really going to be a reality show on the OWN network, and everybody thinks it's so horrible.
I think it's good for him.
I think it's good for him. It's good for the NFL. It's good for gay people. I don't have any problem with it. People, you know, like, shouldn't he be focusing on trying to make the team? What, like he's not going to try to make the team now? He still might not make the team either way, but it's more important what he can do off the field than just on the field as a gay dude.
Yeah, how, I don't know how this is different than Hard Knocks. Only,
right.
Only he has to show more effort.
It's like Hard Cocks.
Yep. He has to show more effort. I'm not going to go there with
you. I like that you were able to able to take that serious.
Yeah, because he got to show more. Because I root for this dude.
Me too.
So I want him to do well, and I want him to get his money outside of football.
But people act like he's really going to be sucking his boyfriend's dick on TV. It's not going to be that bad, guys.
They
might kiss, they might hug. You probably won't even watch this fucking show if you're so homophobic you couldn't handle him kissing during the draft.
I think the issue is that the commentators will be the ones that talk about it more than anyone else.
They will. The writers are already writing in like, oh no, he's terrible. Like, he said he just wanted to be a football player. Why didn't he just try to be a football player? Like, you can't, first of all, that's like saying, why didn't Peyton Manning just try to be a quarterback?
Yep.
Like,
stop doing Saturday Night Live.
Right.
All these commercials, videos with your brother.
And the thing that makes me the most pissed is this idea that the silent minority is the only person that can be a role model. The only way you're allowed to break barriers in America is if you're silent and you never say anything. You do so with class and dignity, and you never have an opinion and all this other shit. Fuck you. Stop using your respectability politics to silence somebody into being the perfect model minority for your fucking pitch. It's still important for gay people if this, it's important for everyone. It's important for America.
Yep.
If this dude either succeeds or doesn't succeed, but that he at least gets a shot and that people see what the process is like
a
through his eyes.
A fair shot at that.
A fair shot.
And that's the thing. This documentary will show, if he gets a fair chance, it also will show the other stupid shit that people put him through that maybe the Miami Dolphins needed. They needed a camera in their locker room.
Yep.
Hard Knocks life didn't show enough.
They're saying that they won't even allow a camera in the locker room, but they already have cameras at training day facility or whatever. But even if the locker room's off limits, at least he has a place where we can watch his life. So let's say he goes home and he's like, man, I'm having these issues on the field, having these issues with my teammates. Like, people, I want to hear this. Yep. It's important. I wasn't even going to watch this show. I will probably watch this show now.
I appreciate the Rams, though, even
picking him
and, you know, being a class act about it.
If
so
he
far.
Turns out to be any kind of good, I'm going to laugh at all these teams that passed up on him, because when the draft, before the draft started, he was a top 2-round pick.
Yep.
When he announced he was gay, he dropped 70 picks. That's just the announcement. That's before the 40 time, the combine, all this shit. Soon as he announced, and people are like, well, it didn't hurt him. Really? It didn't help? No one's going, it's like the NFL is a bastion of liberal thought, and they're all going, hey, man, let's pick this guy because he's gay. This isn't MSNBC.
He gave away money, basically, by saying he's gay.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know if some of y'all would give away money to say your mamas.
Yep.
Not nobody that listens to this show, but you all know people like that, though.
OWN didn't even announce that he was going to be doing the show because they were scared he wouldn't get picked if they found out he had a reality show. So they waited till afterwards. But he might not make the team anyway. He might get cut because he got this show. They just won't tell him that's why. You know what I mean?
Which is so crazy that you can't. A dude that's supposed, if he's dominant in college and any other time, like you said, he's going in the top, you know, first round, maybe early second round, all of a sudden now he doesn't even make the NFL.
People keep going, I don't like the soap opera of this. I don't like the reality TV show aspect of this.
Why not?
Sports is a reality TV show.
That's all you do when you're not watching sports, is watch reality shows. That's all these people do.
I watched the NFL show on ESPN yesterday. It was 30 minutes long. The first 10 minutes were about the Madden curse.
Right.
The next segment was about Aaron Hernandez and what that means for the image of the league, and should players be more morally responsible. Then they talked about some football news. The football news, Tony Romo will be back by training camp, and Dez Bryant says he's in the best shape of his life. Miles Austin went to the Browns.
They didn't talk about any raping going on?
No, of course not.
Oh.
But the point being,
they didn't talk about any owners drinking and driving,
right?
None of that.
We have a fucking year round NFL show, but you want to tell me they're not embellishing drama? The fuck do you watch on Sundays? On Sunday, everything's a fucking soap opera.
That's the only reason they watch Hard Not Life.
Yes.
What a drama.
And then he was like, well, we don't even know if the guy will make the team. Half the dudes on Hard Not Life don't make the fucking team. It's not an excuse. It's important. It matters. I want to see it.
And the Rams, I'm sure, get money from this. And if they were smart, then they'd do Hard Knocks Life the following year after that.
There's nothing more privileged than telling someone to be quiet because you don't want to hear their story. You know what I mean?
Just
like,
don't listen. If they don't want
just to don't
it,
turn the channel. Ain't nobody making you watch Own Dog. Just, oh my God, that pissed me off so bad. Like,
bet you they watched that Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, this dude I really respect, Jeff Perlman, man. He's a cool dude. He's a writer. He wrote some good books, man. He wrote this book about the Lakers. It's out right now. But man, he wrote a piece about how this was disgusting to him. And I was so mad because I was like, you know what's disgusting to me? I wrote it down earlier in the show. Murder, gambler, rapist, domestic violence. That's fucking disgusting. And we watch it every goddamn week because they can play football.
Misogynist. We know that's going rampant.
Racist. We will watch this shit every fucking week. Who the fuck are you to tell me this is disgusting? Because of who he is, who he chooses to love, his sexual orientation, that's disgusting to you? It's disgusting to me when someone tries to tell me, hey, I don't appreciate this guy, capitalizing on being gay. Like, no, I want to see this documented.
Yep. I want to see him be
successful. You know who could have benefited from a reality show? Jackie Robinson.
Mm-hmm. When they were trying to rape him in the damn showers.
If people could have seen what his life was like, maybe people would have been a little less racist, a little faster.
And not just from a TV movie either.
Yeah. But I mean, his life. Like, show me the flack he gets. Show me the support he gets. Show me his life. Show me the humanity of this person, and I will show you someone that is harder to hate than just the idea of a person. That's what racism is based on, hating the idea of a person, not the actual person. You know, how many people you know that were racist until they met a black person? Then I was like, oh, shit. But that's what I was learning. Like, I hate Jews. Do you know any Jews? No, I don't know any Jews. I mean, I just hate them.
Like, don't you hate them?
Right. Yeah, don't. I thought we all were hating on together.
No.
So I don't know, man. I don't know. That shit just pissed me off so bad, man. And like I said, I respect Jeff Furman, but and he wasn't alone. There was a ton of people. Peter King, Albert Breer, Darren Ravel, like just disgusting idiots, man. Yo, you think you're bigger than the game? Everyone thinks they're bigger than the game. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning thinks bigger than the fucking game. Life is bigger than a fucking game. It's not that important, guys. Phil Jackson said he wants to look at some young coaches. Tyronn Lue, Luke Walton, and Derek Fisher.
Oh, now you want to look at young coaches.
Oh, now that Steve Kerr played you?
I love that shit. The Zen Master didn't see that coming? I can't believe Phil didn't see that coming.
He need to sign Mark Jackson. What he need to do.
Hey. Steve Kerr did everything he could to avoid that New York Knicks job. He was like, hell no, I want to coach New York. But what I will do is see if any other jobs are available.
He showed up to fucking Golden State like, hey, man, they talking about paying me like $7 million in New York. I mean, you got to at least give me $5 million. I mean, sure, it's unheard of for a coach with no experience to get $5 million for 5 years, but New York is offering me $7 million for 10. So, I mean, come on, 5 for 5, that ain't even that bad.
Yep. How much you think Mark Jackson could get now? Like, because like you say, he went to the second round twice.
Shit, he need to be trying to get like 4, 5. It's going to be sad that a black coach that with a proven record not going to be able to get 5.
And
watch.
The thing is, it's not just a proven record. He had his locker room, dog.
Yeah. The players love him.
A coach that when your players rally around you too, nobody ever liked Phil Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, you got that and you winning, that's what you want in your organization.
Yep. I agree, man.
Cleveland, y'all better snatch him up.
John McClain was so sure the Texans would take a quarterback in the first round, he promised to eat the Chronicle's draft day front page if the team didn't pick a quarterback on day one. So they, as everybody knows, picked Jadeveon Clowney.
Yep.
So he ate his paper.
Now, is this John McClain from the Terminator? Who is this guy?
First of all, that is Die Hard.
Die Hard, yeah, there you go.
But second of all, no, he doesn't look anything like that. But he ate the shit out of that paper, dog. So, congratulations. The top three draft prospects are skipping the combine. Not really much to see here, but Andrew Wiggins, Joel Embiid, and Jabari Parker aren't going to work out.
You know what's crazy is the number one draft pick in the NFL said, I'm not working out anymore. And how did that work out for him?
He became the number one draft pick.
You know what I mean? So I don't blame these guys. Go work out for who? For what? You saw me all year in college. What else you want to see?
Yep. And Jabari Parker, who you think is going to be a bust, I mean, you don't want to work out and get caught, you know?
Yep. Yo, he's going to definitely end up like on Waiters.
Mm-hmm. Our boy is back, Stack Jack.
Yeah, buddy. My man.
He dropped a song.
Blanco, yeah, I like this one. 2014, man.
For real.
No need for racism.
Not at all.
Message from Stack 5.
Yep.
Ah. Is this a quarter? This a cotton field? Can someone please explain exactly what this is? I heard they hating, but I ain't surprised. Same reason Martin Luther King died.
America the beautiful. America the beautiful. America the beautiful. America the beautiful.
Is this a quarter? This is
a cotton field.
Can someone please explain exactly what this is? I heard they hating, but I ain't surprised. Same reason Martin Luther King died. Dear Mr. Sterling, here's a speech for you. I had a dream the Klan had a sheep
for you.
We don't understand, we need an explanation. Is this the Staples Center
or a plantation?
Cotton pickers running up that hardwood. While mouths are overlooking like it's all good. Floor seats next is Lupita. Sneaking the slave quarters
just a meal.
12 years a slave.
12 years a slave.
He say he clothes and he feed us.
Ain't that so?
Uncle Tom's yelling that they need a raise. Don't want us wild, but they really need us. Is this a quarter? This a cotton field? Can someone please explain exactly what this is?
I like this.
I heard they hating, but I ain't surprised. Same reason Martin Luther King died. America the beautiful.
America the beautiful. America the beautiful.
I ain't selling my soul.
Nope.
I ain't selling my soul.
Nope.
It's a dirty game. I keep my joints clean. I got my jacket on because it's a cold world that I'm living in, full of ignorance. Racism, it still exists. From the brokest person to the filthy rich. Can't hide from it, it still exists. It be the same people cut your check.
Cut your check.
Be the same people give you no respect.
I gotta have mine.
Beat you with a whip, noose around your neck.
Not me.
Hang you from a tree, yeah, you know the rest.
Not at all.
America the beautiful.
What?
But I swear she got some ugly ways. As I read these chapters out of Revelation, have mercy on my soul, we in the last days. Is this a quarter
or a cotton field?
Can someone please explain exactly what this is? I heard they hating, but I ain't surprised. Same reason Martin
Luther King died. America the beautiful. America the beautiful. America the beautiful. America the beautiful.
Yeah, man.
Stack Jack.
I like that.
Dog, he's so good. I always forget.
Why is he not mainstream?
I don't know. But I constantly forget how good he is because I'm always like, oh, this nigga trying to rap. And then I'll be listening. I'll be like, oh, that's right. It's good.
Like, everything about that track was nice.
Yeah, man. I fuck with it hard, dog. And he took it there. Like, a lot of people would have been like, nah, man, can't enough. He took it there.
Real. I like that. I like that song. That's nice.
There's a Yale basketball player who is leaving to join, to sing with the Whiffin' Poofs vocal group. That's right.
I mean, you got to go where your heart takes you.
Very controversial stance. The Yale Whiffin' Poofs are the nation's oldest college a cappella troupe, established in 1909. The Whiffin' Poofs. Yeah. Is, if you want to hear them.
It's about tradition.
Here's what they sound like. This is the best Whiffin' Poofs ever.
Can we get American Beautiful back? Remix.
There was a boy, a certain strange, enchanted boy. They say he traveled very far, very far.
Nigga, what?
I'm gonna tell you what. He won't be doing this long.
How is Michael Sam in trouble and this dude's okay?
He won't be singing for long. Soon as he recognized the quality and the amount of pussy he was getting compared to what he about to get.
Because they don't even sing sexy a cappella. Like, a black group would have had some snapping in here.
Boys and Men.
Yeah. And it would have started with Girl, you know?
As soon as his pussy count dropped, yeah. I'm trying to tell you, he's going back to basketball.
Ooh, girl. That's how, like, bass drop now. That's how black acapella go.
Follow your heart, dog. That's all. Follow your heart. But
yeah, that shit would have started with, let me lick you up and down till you say stop.
I mean, I guess In theory, I guess he could be a multi-millionaire. I mean, he's going to Yale. He should be making
money.
But
the Whiffin' Poofs, dog, that don't even sound like a group to get no pussy. That's terrible. The very first time.
You sure it's that dude that they show in the picture?
That's
like,
what
that's
they
just
say.
A stock photo. That's not.
His name is Sherrod. Brandon Sherrod.
Did you tell your mom about this decision? There's no way he talked with his mom or his dad about this.
Hey, this worse than that dude that we were talking about earlier, not capitalizing on his basketball potential.
Yes.
Like, this worse.
Yes.
Like, when you drop out, like, at least he dropped out to play basketball at the Y every day. This dude dropped out to join the Whiffin' Poofs. The group requires a 1-year commitment and tours around the club. With scheduled stops in every continent but Antarctica this year.
Damn! That's harder than basketball. This is more work than basketball.
He's expected. Why did the Sherrod, a junior on the cusp of what is expected to be a watershed year for Yale basketball program, choose to leave his team for the Whiffin' Poofs? After all, the team hasn't been in the NCAA tournament since 1962, and he could be a part of the team that finally takes them back after finishing just short at 19-14 last season. However, he says he'll never get another chance to sing at this level. It was an incredibly hard decision, but basketball is not my life. I have a lot of other interests, and music is one of them. Well, I applaud that brother for at least having other interests. Mm-hmm. He continued, it would have been great if I was allowed to play this season and then join the group after my senior year. That would be ideal, but they're not going to make exceptions just for me. There's 13 other juniors that would love to graduate with their class and then take a year off of travel and perform before heading into the workforce. So he grew up singing in the church choir.
I was going to say, why couldn't he just join one of their other choirs?
That had to be the white choir.
Something.
Because the black choir, unless he going to bring soul to it.
I mean, any more white than the Whiffin' Poofs?
Yeah. I'm just feeling like if he was from a black church, he'd change the shit out of there. You're like, oh, we're going to do some acapella now. I got this.
He didn't want to just volunteer at the local church?
Yeah. Maybe he going to be the bass. They're going to be doing all that, nature boy, why don't you heed the call, bass girl. When I first saw you, I said, damn.
Hold on, Sherrod. No, we're not going to use that language. Now, start from the top. On my two.
Girl, I just want to make you wet.
On my two. We're going to start at the top. On my two.
All right. Here we go.
One, two.
Ooh, nature boy. Girl. I just want to make you sweat all night. I'm going to lick you up and down till you get wet. Oh, man.
Is he going to go back to basketball afterwards?
He can't. I don't think so. Well, I guess he can try to go back his senior year.
He what? If he tall, he can go back. You know, they always say you can't coach height. If he tall, he can go back.
Hey, they don't provide athletic scholarships, so this nigga got options. This ain't like them dumb black people that be going to other schools that get sucked on that government teat.
Although, I will say this. If he does a year with the Whiffenpoofs, does that make him eligible to play wherever he wants and doesn't have to sit out a year? Because he's technically sitting out a year now?
That would make sense.
Bro, you better go to Kansas.
It's also not like his career is over. He will get to come back, and it is an amazing opportunity. So he can come back.
UConn. Better go to UConn.
Maybe going to be on Glee.
Come to Carolina.
P.K. Subban is a black hockey player, and someone wrote an article about the problematic trouble with players of relationship with players of color.
Yeah, yeah. People like Boston.
Yeah, we know.
Pray for Boston.
So yeah, we know, guys.
Boston strong.
I would read the article, but we're running late. Yeah, it's 6:30. Clippers interim CEO confident the team will be sold. That makes sense. Despite what the Sterling say.
He won't even pay your debt, Donald Sterling.
He said he's not gonna pay the fine.
Yeah, he's talking about, I'm not gonna fight with the other owners. Why would I do that? But you're not gonna pay the fine, and you're talking about not selling the team?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, bro.
Dwayne Wade, the heat is on. When will be a scorcher? Save the date, August 30th. It's when he finally makes Gabrielle Union an honest woman.
Good luck with that. Mm-hmm. Good luck with that. How many more children do you think he's going to have outside of the marriage?
I don't know. Probably two or three.
I give him
before the wedding, right?
Well, I was going to say, after they say I do, I figured two more children will pop up.
I think before August 30th, two more children. Before then.
I'm saying
so. He'll probably come straight from a baby shower to the wedding. Cause I mean, remember they was broke up for like 2 days back last year. And that's a lot of pussy.
Yep.
A lot of women that do not wear condoms with for Dwayne Wade. So good for him, man.
I'm glad Donald Sterling doesn't know who he is. Cause he out here fucking all the women, having all the kids.
Well, you know, August 30th, it's a nice day for a Wade wedding.
I love that song, by the way.
Mm-hmm. We talked about Charles Barkley earlier. Because he has some things to say.
I'm going to get all the free Nike stuff I want. If I go to San Antonio, I'm going to get a bunch of churros.
What kind of women are in San Antonio?
Oh, some big old women down there.
Why would you say that?
That's a gold mine for Weight Watchers.
Why does every conversation about San Antonio eventually come around to
they have spandex in San Antonio?
Oh, no. And Victoria, definitely a secret.
Oh, man.
They can't wear no Victoria's Secret down there. It's a secret. I'm a big old woman.
Charles, all you're trying to do right now
is hit them out the fog.
It's like that. It's like slow control.
Victoria, Victoria's Secret down there.
Oh, man. It's slow pitch. That's a goal for the team.
That's a goal, my chump. Hey, down there be wearing bloomers.
All he does.
They wear big old bloomers down there, Ernie. They're not wearing no.
In the event that San Antonio goes.
Ain't nothing skimpy down in San Antonio, Jack.
And we're there.
How do you like it? You like the river walk?
Oh, that's a creek. It ain't a river. Come on, man. That ain't no river.
Way back.
Come on, man. That's a creek. A dirty creek, I might add.
Oh, man.
Ernie, would you eat fish out of there?
Nobody eats fish
out
of it.
That's my point. Well, if it was a river, you'd eat fish out of it.
You might eat fish out of it. There's a reason we don't do any of these between game shows. We're fixing the station in San Antonio. Kevin Harlan, Reggie Miller, Jolton Jamie.
All right. What does San Antonio ever do to Barkley?
So, Charles Barkley, the former basketball player turned sports canister and wannabe politician, has put his foot in his mouth again. Earlier this week, TNT's Inside the NBA went on a rant about how women in San Antonio were fat. He chuckled with his co-anchors about how San Antonio was a, quote, goldmine for Weight Watchers. Even went too so far as to be critical of the type of apparel women down there can't wear. Organizations that support self-image and acceptance were quick to express their disappointment and demand an apology. James Servios of the Obesity Action Coalition told The Griot that his group sent a letter to Barkley, the NBA, and chief executive of Turner Broadcast demanding an apology. As of this post, there has been no response. Servios said, it's unfortunate that someone who has the ability to reach millions choose to use the forum to perpetuate stigma and bias. Another group, the National Association of Advanced Fat Acceptance, pointed out that making comments about body size just as offensive as making comments about one's skin color. What? See, that's how you gotta go too far. You always gotta take it a little too far. It's like Peter. Well, eating a pet is like eating a black nigger. I'm like, what? No, it's not. So Griot, anyway, no, I hope he doesn't apologize, honestly.
He said he wasn't, like, the next day he was like, and I'm not apologizing.
As a fat person, I don't think he should apologize. One, he used to be fat and still kind of is. Yeah, and they make jokes about it all the time, you know. And two, this is a late night show where they make some inappropriate jokes sometimes. Don't watch the fucking show.
He make jokes all the time about himself being fat. And not only that, he loved going to San Antonio.
Yeah.
He always talked about he can't wait to go down there.
Oh, he just trolling. Y'all, niggas get so mad, so sensitive.
But at the same time, watch out for the big girls. Watch out for the big girls. Watch out for the big girls. I love me some big women, though.
Mm-hmm. I ain't mad. I check the BBW filter on my porn all the time.
Yeah,
just
buddy.
Just see what's popping. La, 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 la. La 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 la. Hey, Mamba. The Lakers GM Mitch Kupchak said Kobe won't weigh in on coach. General Manager Mitch Kupchak said lines of communication with Kobe are open, but that doesn't mean the star will get a say in whom the team hires as his next coach. From time to time, we ask his advice, Kupchak told ESPN's Andy Katz at the NBA Draft Combine Thursday in Chicago. He really won't weigh in on something like this. I'm not even sure that we'll talk to him prior to interviews. From time to time, he's in our facility. I'll go downstairs. I'll talk to him about a bunch of different things. During an appearance last week on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Bryant publicly pined for a seat at the table when it comes to trying to choose a replacement for Mike D'Antoni, who resigned last month. On the last two they didn't, Bryant said, referring to former coaches Mike Brown and D'Antoni, both of whom failed to endure the length of the initial contracts they signed with the Lakers before parting ways. On the third one, I'm hoping they do. While Bryant is being excluded from the stages of the hiring process, one that Kupchak said will not begin until after the draft lottery order is revealed Tuesday, Kupchak is expecting plenty of contributions from Bryant on the court next season. We need some players, Kupchak said of the Lakers, who currently only have three players signed for next season. We don't have many players under contract right now. Fortunately, we did sign a good player back in November, Kobe Bryant. So we have him to rely on. He's been working all every day on our facility. He's looking good. And we have a bunch of free agents and some of the players on our roster last year. Some of the younger players played well. So we're looking forward to bringing some of those guys back and looking at the free agent market. And then once again, our lottery pick. So, yeah, you know what, man? I don't believe him. I think they definitely gonna run it by Kobe.
Especially once he pointed out to him, you see what happened with the last two.
That's what I'm saying. It's obvious you want him to support the coaches you pick, because if not, you'll be paying these niggas for 5 years when they only worked one.
Yep.
Run it by Kobe. It's easy.
Yeah, they did hard.
Shit ain't even that difficult. Motherfuckers always got to make it hard.
Did Mitch all of a sudden just get old and we didn't realize it, but now he's that old man, get off my lawn, the way he acting?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just even how he's picking coaches, like, he picked D'Antoni from Phoenix Suns when he got D'Antoni from the New York Knicks. You know what I mean? What is he thinking?
I don't know. Anyway, another episode of Balls E Sports. Pretty long. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll be back next week. Justin, I'm glad to have you back.
Man, I appreciate it. I appreciate the support from those people that reached out to me.
We got a ton of questions in the chat. Hold on. Sorry about this, guys.
Well, I still appreciate the support of the people that reached out to me.
Did y'all know that Famous Jameis got caught stealing at Burger King last year? It was a ketchup. This dumbass got caught putting soda in ketchup cups at Burger King.
Yep.
Future number one pick, LOL. I did not know that, but yep. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I knew about it once they crab legs came out.
He's such a Bama.
That's why I feel like it's pranks. Like, I don't feel like it's real. Like, he doing stupid shit that you do when you young and you don't have nothing else to do in Florida.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry too much about
it. This either this or get bitches.
Yeah, and plus, I mean, in college, you do a bunch of stupid shit. You know. Y'all talk about PK Subban calling for a game 7 win and then doing it. I don't know what that nigger did. next question.
He's not good for that sport.
P.K. Subban kisses a reporter? Go ahead, Justin. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying he's great for that sport.
Yeah.
He's not good for it. He's great.
Yeah, he black and people don't like him.
Yep.
I like that people, like someone tried to correct me when I was like, yeah, it's pretty racist to call this dude a nigger for winning the game. And they were like, well, you got to understand, we have other black players. He's just a very unlikable guy. I was like, so you call him a nigger? That's still racist.
That made it worse. Like, that explanation saying you condone calling people niggers when they win.
Right.
It's one of the reasons Boston is on my list of places never to go.
It's why we were real, real lucky that Sterling said that shit about Magic and not Isaiah Thomas.
Yep.
Some of these white people would be like, what's wrong bad about that?
I mean, Isaiah is a...
guys, there's not a better group of guys that I want to do it with.
Congratulations. We'll see you Saturday afternoon in Montreal for game one of the Eastern Conference Final, PK.
Yeah, baby.
you just kissed him on the cheek.
What an asshole that guy is.
Oh, shit. I actually closed it all damn.
He should have called him a nigger.
Oh, my God. I hope I can get back in.
There's still 11 viewers. They say you dropped out.
Yeah, I dropped out by mistake. Upcoming. Let's see where this is at. Okay.
But
that was my mistake, guys. Let me know when I'm back in there, man.
Alright. But yeah, I'm okay with him kissing that reporter because he's an asshole and that's what assholes do.
My bad, everybody. Didn't mean to drop out. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with kissing that reporter. That's pretty funny actually. The conversation about changing a game up at the Y got me thinking. Which NBA stars do y'all think have a game that will age gracefully? For example, I can't picture Russie doing his typical Russie stuff at 32 years old. Even LeBron game based on strength of power, which will presumably drop off as he gets older. Which superstars do y'all think have a lasting game and which will need to change it up? I actually think LeBron's game will age well because some of his stuff isn't about athleticism, like his court vision. It's kind of like Shaq, where Shaq stopped being as athletic as he used to. But that just means he started getting his teammates involved even more. I think Bron could do that. I think Bron could put up a nice Magic Johnson line, you know, where it's no longer 20 some points, but it's like 18 points. But instead of like 6-7 assists, it's like 10 assists, 11 assists, and still get those boards because he still boxes out. Damn, I think our shit just froze again. Hold on a second.
I'm trying to think of any other stars. Like, anytime I think of stars, first one come to mind is Kobe, LeBron. Then after that, it's like, oh, well, Tim Duncan. Then you're like, well, he's already aged gracefully. Kevin Durant, I don't know that he's a superstar. He hasn't won anything yet. And it's still early in his career. I guess he has the potential. But I feel like I feel like life with him without Russell Westbrook, I feel like I would look at Kevin Durant differently. I don't feel like his game would be the same, and I don't feel like it would be as respected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought Dirk's game was going to age well, and it didn't.
Yeah. That's a nice question.
By the way, I don't think they can hear us in the chat. For some reason, my shit is not connecting right.
Say no sound. Yep.
Yeah, they can't hear the sound. 1-2-1-2-1-2. It's not even showing up on here. Let me see if I take myself off the air. Put myself back on. Does that help at all? Why is this showing me is not even connected? fuck is going on?
Oh, mine is still saying you connected.
All right. Let me try.
It's saying you're on air. Your picture's not there, but it is saying you're on the air.
Yeah, try disconnecting and connecting back to the Wi-Fi again. See if this helps at all. And try refreshing. Yeah, I just accidentally closed the fucking browser by mistake.
And yeah, you hit close all instead of that close one.
Yep. Yep, and shit just went crazy, man. Yeah, I don't know why it's doing this.
Now, I still don't see your picture on mine.
Yeah.
But I see that you're on air.
Yeah. Damn, we losing people now, too. Yeah, it won't even let me connect again.
Showing green around your picture. Now it's back red.
Now I'm back. Am I there?
Yep, now it's at 0% though.
Yeah, I don't know if people can hear me or what. I see the sound is working according to my shit, but okay, they can hear me. All right, so Dirk, I thought would age well. It didn't. See, Chris Paul's game, I think, will age well because he's not really athletic. He's just crafty, dribbles the ball a lot. Man, who else came I think will age well?
Because now I'm basing off people I like, too.
Yeah.
They have
Al Jefferson. His game is going to age well because he doesn't use his body and leverage. Not a lot of jump shots and shit. I mean, not a lot of athleticism.
Yeah, I was going to say Marcus Aldridge because all he does is shoot a lot of jumpers.
Yeah,
now.
I think it'll age well.
He doesn't play defense, so. He defends one-on-one, but he doesn't play any help defense at all.
I think
he went back out.
Yeah, I just got kicked back out again. I'm not doing anything. I don't know why it's doing this.
And you back.
I'm back? Okay.
Yep.
I have no idea why it's acting out. Let me see if we can speed through this, though.
DB says Steph Curry. I think he would if he gets on a different team where he doesn't have to work so hard.
I worry about Steph Curry's ankles, honestly. People act like he's healthy because he got healthy for like a year, and I don't trust it.
See, but that based on, again, I base it on what all he has, his workload while on the court.
But some of that shit was just like, he crossed a nigga over, his ankles go out. Like, it wasn't even, he's been playing too many minutes, you know?
Yeah.
What is this YouTube link?
And I guess if it changes, then I feel like his career extend. He'll be like Ray Allen at that point. He'll just be a specialist.
I hope I don't get kicked out clicking on this YouTube link the way my internet's going. Game of Thrones.
No, you back at 54% now.
Game of Thrones NBA edition Game of Zones.
You think the playoffs are a gift you get every year? You think the gods of this game have a soft spot for those?
Say what?
Is that Kevin Love?
Yeah, I like Kevin Love.
Pretty hazel eyes.
Talking to Steph Curry.
It's here and it's gone, boy. 1 minute you're in the dance, but the next you're on the Timberwolves and you're stuck praying for ping pong balls for the rest of your forgotten career.
The Wizards are getting stronger.
House heat is LeBron. That's hilarious.
John Wall is no longer a boy, and they're coming for our rings.
You're the best player in Ball Rose, and your friend...
That's Pat Riley. This is all a sight gag, so I don't even know if this is going over well, so I'm gonna stop it, but that's funny. Game of Zones is what it's called. Go look it up on YouTube, y'all. Let's see. Who is this? DB says, what did you say that Jeff Perman wrote about the Michael Sam kiss? It wasn't the kiss. He was saying the reality show was disgusting to him and he shouldn't be capitalizing on it if he wants to be a gay icon, and it's embarrassing and it detracts from the fact that he's trying to, make this social change and he's just cashing in on it. And I think that's a terrible point of view to have because one is very limiting to minorities or anyone who isn't, in your privileged bubble of how to express themselves or whatever. And to tell someone like you don't get to be a certain, like, to stand for anything unless you do it exactly as I tell you to, or else you're completely thrown out, is problematic and stupid. And it's really based in a lot of prejudice to even say that. And I asked him, was he conservative? I was like, you know, you have some pretty conservative viewpoints. You don't like when people celebrate touchdowns. You don't like when, you know, you don't like anything that takes away from the game. And you keep saying, well, this is, you know, it's not this, you know, the cashing in on this reality show is fucked up. But it's like the entire fucking sports is a reality show. You do realize sports is arbitrary, right? It's not actually real. Like, it's just something to make us pass the time, to stop thinking about the fact that we're all going to die and nobody knows what happens after you die. That's it. It's just like, well, let's talk about this stupid shit then, rather than concentrate on real shit in our lives. Like, so if someone wants to, you know, like, you could use his argument against anyone who's ever tried to stand for something ever. Why is Muhammad Ali got to talk so much trash if he wants to make a point about Vietnam? Why is Jackie Robinson got to do this if he wants, like, everybody who's been against change has always done some, why does the person who is being affected by prejudice need to be able to do such and such? And it's shameful, man. You got to do better, man. That's my dog. Like me some Jeff Perlman, man. I don't think he's a bad guy or anything, but it's that entitled attitude about sports that I'm 100% against. So if T.O. can get a show, if fucking Chad Johnson can get a show about which housewife he's going to fuck and then domestically abuse, I see no reason why this kid can't get a show. You don't like it, don't watch it. So, all right, man, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week. Long show again. Peace out.
Peace.